Austin at the Shelton High School, just south of the town of Shelton, south of Highway 30, and kind of out in the middle of the beautiful scenic pasture and fields of rural Nebraska. D1 football, that's 8-man. Interesting scenario here. Last year, Kennesaw started strong, finished with 5 straight losses. One of the losses, in fact, the last loss of the year was to you-know-who.
Absolutely.
Shelton, one of 2 wins that they had last year. They've already equaled that amount this year. And so we've got a couple of teams on paper which come in fairly evenly matched until you read the fine print on the paper, and that is that there's a couple of injury situations with Shelton that will hurt them, particularly at their running back spot. Shelton comes in 3-2. Kennesaw is 3-1. It's D1 football from Shelton. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5. Don't forget to thank the New Tech folks for bringing you pregame football activities all season long here on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com. Elsewhere along the Platte River radio station family of networks, KHAS has St. Cecilia at Donovan Trumbull. All of these are starting right now with the pregames and the kickoffs at 7 o'clock. Hastings travels all the way out to Alliance on KICS 1550. 98.9 KKPR, Kearney Catholic is at Ravenna for one of that long series of matchups between those two schools. And on KXPN, it's Lincoln Lutheran at Gibbon. So we'll be following those games and many more tonight along with this one, Shelton hosting Kennesaw. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the coaches right after this.
We don't have it in Hastings anymore, but don't be sad. You can still get it in Kennesaw. Godfather's Pizza, that is, at Godfather's Express. For a pizza you can't refuse, call Godfather's Express in Kennesaw, 402-752-3628. Godfather's Express is open from 3 to 9 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 3 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Jackie and Renee thank their customers and wish the Kennesaw and all the area athletes and teams good luck and successful seasons. Godfather's Express, 304 North Smith in Kennesaw.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening and welcome to the KLIQ Game of the Week. It is Shelton versus Kennesaw tonight on the Kennesaw on the road. We're going to spend a little bit of time first talking with the away ball coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. It's Greg Schnitzler. And Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Greg, let's talk about the Blue Devils here a little bit. This is a team that you guys came out of the gate hot again this year. You guys had a good start last year, but ran into some tough opponents. What is your mentality of keeping the team strong and finishing strong this season?
Well, we just keep preaching to our players that every day we want to get a little bit better, and we don't really talk about wins, losses. We just try to focus on every day improving and being a physical football team.
Okay. You mentioned at the beginning of the season, you talked about how the team had lost a core group of seniors, and then that you really needed your young group of your young players to step up. Do you feel that they've done that so far this season?
Yeah, we come in with a young group of players, and they really have stepped up, and you can see every week the improvements, and they're excited, they're having fun out here, and so it's great to see them every day come out and just work hard and just want to improve.
Now, that being said, the seniors that you do have on the squad, have they showed leadership in the practice fields and in the huddle?
Yeah, they have. They've done a great job for us. We have 6 total, and we've got 3 that are starting on offense and starting on defense, and they really have done a great job with their leadership and kind of guiding the younger guys and staying positive with them. And they seem to get along great, and I think the continuity on the football team has really helped in our success at this point.
Okay. And you talk about you're hitting the halfway point of the season, and you're beginning a little bit of a road stretch here against Shelton and then against Franklin again next week. Talk about these key district games and how important these games are in the midway point of the season.
Well, it's important at this point because, you know, every team wants to win their district, and that's been a goal of ours since day one, and this is our first district game. So they're focused, you know, and that's kind of what we work towards because a district championship is an automatic berth to the playoffs. So that's been our focus, and we just wanted to continue to improve early in the season. And I think the competition has really helped us to improve and get us ready at this point to make a run at a district title.
Okay, and as you know, Coach, at this point of the season, the injuries really become a concern. Kind of give us, is there any injuries on your team right now that are a big concern for you?
We have a backup running back that's nursing a hip pointer type injury, and other than that, at the varsity level, we're pretty healthy. We got the starters that started game one. We'll start on Friday night, and we've got some good backups that are coming back, and they're really improving and adding some depth. So, you know, on the injury side, it shouldn't affect our game on Friday.
Okay, well, knock on wood there, Coach, that you guys can remain injury-free here for the last part of the season. Talk about a little bit about your opponents, the Shelton Bulldogs tonight. What are going to be some of the keys to the game?
Well, we're going to have to, on defensive side, we're going to have to stay at home. They're going to run a lot of power game and sweeps and option, and then they're going to counter back with it the other way. And so, you know, our backside, the key is to not be over-chasing and over-pursue on defense, because if we start doing that, they're going to counter back and make big plays. They got good speed in the Glenn kid and at I-back, and the fullback has good speed, and the quarterback runs well with the ball. And so, you know, we've just got to play assignment football and be physical with them. And on the offensive side, we've got a lock on up front. Our front five are going to have to play a physical game, and they're going to have to do well blocking, because their guys, you know, one thing they're doing this year is they're flying around to the football. And so that makes it difficult to get everybody locked on. And so we've got to really be disciplined on both sides and be not put the football on the floor, on the ground.
Coach, with Shelton having a new ball coach this year, does that make it a little more difficult for you guys to prepare for Shelton, or are they doing a lot of the same things that they've done in previous years?
You know, it's different than the last couple of years, but we've had an opportunity, because it seems like our last three opponents, they played the week before, and so we've seen them against Overton, we've seen them against Heartland, we've seen them now against Axtell. And all the and they played those opponents the week before, so before we were playing them. So we've had a chance to get some good scouting out on them, and we've had a good week of practice, and the kids feel really confident. We feel we got a good game plan, and we'll just see if we can execute it.
Okay, well, it's Coach Greg Schnitzler with the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Once again, Kennesaw getting off to a 3-1 start so far this season. Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to you and your guys for the rest of the season, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your coverage.
Stay tuned to pregame coverage here on the Breeze 94.5. Up next, I'll sit down with the new head coach for the Shelton Bulldogs, Mike Lowe, after the break.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Shelton Insurance Agency and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to pregame coverage here on the Breeze 94.5. It's Shelton versus Kennesaw tonight, the home team, the Shelton Bulldogs. Now it's time to talk with first-year head coach Mike Lowe. And Mike, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mike, first question, when you came into the program for your very first year, what kind of style did you want to incorporate with the Bulldogs? What kind of offense did you want to see them play?
Really, we just wanted to incorporate a style that was kind of hard-nosed football. We just want to run straight at you. We don't do anything real fancy. We knew we don't quite have the athletes and the team speed to spread it out and throw it around a lot. So our philosophy is just kind of hit you in the mouth and keep coming 3 yards in a cloud of dust. So,
okay, Coach. Well, it's never an easy job to inherit a team that only has two returning senior starters. But talking about these guys, how important has their leadership been so far this season?
You know, our seniors, we took a little bit of hit it right at the beginning. Two of our 3-year returning starters that would have been seniors this year, they took off to SEM about 2 weeks before the season, so we kind of lost their leadership, and they were kind of our leaders in the weight room and everything. But the other seniors really stepped up, and they've led us to this point, and they've really stepped up into the role, a role that they didn't think they were probably going to have to play this year.
Most recently, Coach, you had a 7-0 loss against a district foe, Extel. Defense so far has been pretty good for you guys. You've only allowed 32 points in the last three games. But what were some of the problems offensively there in that game?
We just had a lot of poor execution. We were one guy away a lot of times. We were one block away, one cut away. And even in that game, we got inside the red zone three times, and we got to the 1 yard line with about 5 minutes to go in the game. We had a false start on third down, moved us back to the six, and we had two passes go right through our hands. So it wasn't that we couldn't score, we just had a little bit of lack of execution. But our defense is definitely our strong point of our team, and our offense just kind of try to catch up to them.
Now, is that execution something that you guys have been working pretty hard in practice this week with?
Yeah, that's everything we're trying to fix, and it's a lot of our just base plays. It's, you know, our ISOs and our counters and our dives and things like that. Just who to pick up. We kind of got thrown for a little bit of a curve against Axtel because they switched all the game film we'd watched on a 4-man front. And that's what we'd practice against. They kind of switched up to a 3-man front on us, and it kind of just confused a couple of our linemen, and we weren't picking up quite the blocks we should have and weren't quite as aggressive as we could have been.
You talk about watching the game film versus Extel. Yeah, it's Kennesaw this week. They're coming into your house to play. What have you seen of the Kennesaw Blue Devils on film?
Really athletic quarterback, the Schnitzler kid. He runs well, throws well. It seems like he makes a lot of good decisions on the field. He likes to throw to his main wide receiver, Zane Woodman. They kind of hook up a lot in the film that we've seen. They like to go deep. Like I said, and the thing is you can't set back on him because he's fast enough where he can run and he can get yards either way. So he's kind of the main focus that we've got to try to corral, and because he can beat you in so many ways.
Okay, so Coach, what are your keys to the game tonight? What do you guys have to do against the Blue Devils, both offensively and on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, we just have to control their quarterback, and we have to keep him hemmed in and just not allow the big play. We can let them have a couple yards here and there, but we're kind of a bend but don't break defense. As long as we keep them out of the end zone or win the turnover battle, I think we should be all right. On offense, as long as we execute and have a little ball control and try to keep it out of Kennesaw's hands, that's kind of our key to success for tonight's game.
Now, Coach, how big of a game is this on not only the minds of the coaching staff there in Shelton, but also on the minds of your players? You got the number one team in the district right now. How do you guys keep those emotions in check on the field?
Well, our team usually does a pretty good job of that. They're finally this year, we have had some big games, and we're starting to get into it, and they're kind of growing up in front of our eyes, and their emotion is maybe what got them in trouble in the past, but now we kind of try to harness that emotion. And they're big games tonight. It's a district game, but it's also our kind of closest rival. They're right down the road. Kids are talking back and forth to each other already from each town. They have, you know, a little bit of rivalry. They wrestle together in a co-op. So there's, you know, we have to control their emotions a little bit, but they're going to be pretty fired up, and we're just going to try to use that intensity to our favor tonight.
Has the Shelton Bulldogs football team so far exceeded your expectations, and in what way?
I don't think they've exceeded our expectations. We still have a lot of goals we have to meet. On an outsider looking into our program, they probably see, you know, not a whole lot of wins in the last couple years. But I've been here. I've been coaching junior high football, and I've been in the school. And I could see that this group of kids, even though they hadn't had a lot of success, that if they were willing to put in the work, that we could set our expectations pretty high. And we had a huge turnout every day in the summer for weights, and they kept working hard. And I know it sounds a little cliche, but, you know, they put in the work, and now they're starting to see the benefits of it. And I could, you know, we can set our expectations high. Our expectations was 6 wins in playoffs, and we can still achieve that. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay, Coach, as we get set for kickoff here tonight, what players are you looking to step up and have a big impact on tonight's game?
Well, it starts with our sophomore running back, Luke Glenn. If he can have a big game and they can open up some holes for him, he's kind of what makes our offense go. He all-purpose yards, he averages over 200 a game. He averages over 100 rushing yards a game, so our offense kind of goes through him. Sometimes he's a decoy, sometimes he actually gets the ball, but it works a lot better when he's running for big yards and big chunks at a time, so our offense can go, and then we can set up some other things, some passing and that. But Luke Glenn's kind of the offensive key to our football team.
Okay, Coach. Coach Mike Lowe of the Shelton Bulldogs. He's got the Bulldogs sitting at 3-2 so far in the early season. Coach, first of all, congratulations on your early success this season, and good luck tonight and for the rest of the year. We thank you once again for coming on the program.
All right, thank you.
Hey, that was Coach Mike Lowe of the Shelton Bulldogs. Stay tuned. We're going to send things back over to Robin and Craig, who have the call for tonight's game. It's the Shelton Bulldogs and the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and it's coming up next on The Breeze 94.5.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, and a special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay. Again, Craig Eckert along with Rob, what was the name again? Osman. He's been gone. No, we've actually missed each other the last week or so. I was on vacation, then Rob took a few days off, so we are, by the miracle of convergence, together here tonight on the New Tech pregame show. All right, let's talk a little bit again about the scenario here with regard to Shelton. They have now already exceeded their win total of a year ago at 3-2. They have an injury to a running back. They got a couple of other players who won't be able to play tonight. But on the overall, with a new coach and a bit of a new attitude, things are looking good. Kennesaw started out strong last year, started out strong this year. But last year they went on a 5-game skid to end the season. The last game that they lost, you guessed it, was against the Shelton Bulldogs. Right. One of their only 2 wins last year. So there's a little bit of a backstory there. I don't know how much that has to do with it. But
well, it's a rivalry.
It's an interesting deal.
This is always a big deal. And now this is homecoming week for Shelton. So they're going to be all fired up and playing.
It's a gorgeous night for football. We're glad you're along with us. Again, the other games on our platform radio network of stations, KHAS, carrying St. Cecilia at Donovan Trumbull, KICS 1550, Hastings is at Alliance, got KKPR 98.9 FM, Kearney Catholic is at Ravenna, and on 1460 KXDN, Lincoln Lutheran is down the road at Gibbon. So that's the way things start out. Kennesaw has beaten High Plains Community by a 70-40 margin.
Don't you love 8-man football?
Yeah, that's amazing. They also won 22-20 in their second week out against Bruning Davenport. We lost to Overton, and that could be a common occurrence for a lot of people this year. They lost to Overton 49-14 in week three. And then they came back and beat Heartland Lutheran last week 52-12. Shelton, in the meantime, opened up with a win over Nebraska Christian 48-28. They likewise lost to Overton. So, again, there's really no disgrace in that. Overton's a great football team this year again. They beat Red Cloud 58-7. They beat Heartland 20-18 and then lost to Axtell 7-0. And that's not bad. Axtell's a pretty good ball club as well. And to lose a very low-scoring eight-man
There were plenty of opportunities for Shelton to win that ball game. Actually, they were in the red zone something like three times in the game, and penalties and fumbles couldn't convert it. And then with time expiring, they were on the 5-yard line about to score.
So I want to thank our sponsors tonight: Larry's Market, First State Bank, Clipper Publishing, RAI of Nebraska, Sportsman, Laser Tech, Haven Home, Kennesaw Market, Crawl Agency, Silver Dollar Barn Grill, CPI, Mr. Tire, and Godfather's Express in Kennesaw. So we'll take a break here. We'll be back with the final couple of minutes of warm-ups on the field. Both teams are out there now running through their pregame drills. We're getting a little bit of a look at both of them, showing run and pass of a few formations. And we'll pass along the starting lineups when we return in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, the New Tech Seed pregame show.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your golden seed dealer. Best of luck to athletes from Brent and Sarah.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got you set up here with the starting lineups for, first of all, the visiting Kennesaw Blue Devils. At IBAC, Gavin Robinson, he is a 150-pound junior. The quarterback is Tyler Schnitzler, one of those quarterback coaches' kids. Sophomore, 165 pounds. Kate Clark's good tight end. He's a senior, 200 pounds. Fullback is Austin Schroeder. He is a 160-pound senior. Kogan Thompson on the offensive and defensive line is a junior at 190 pounds. He also plays tight end on the offensive side of the ball. The center is Skyler Langenberg. He's a veteran. He's a senior, 210 pounds. Justin Burr is on the line at junior, 280 pounds. Grab a hold of his jersey and he'll take you away. And Mason Stoker is a sophomore, 200 pounds, and he plays the guard spot on the Kennesaw eight-man team. The Shelton Bulldogs, as I said, have already exceeded last year's win total. They're 3-1. By the way, coach of Kennesaw is Craig Schnitzler, whom we heard from on the pregame show here just a little bit ago. The Shelton Bulldogs will be starting at quarterback Mitch Roush. He is a sophomore. Dylan Seifalt, he is the tight end. He's a junior. David Mueller, the running back, is a sophomore. Luke Glenn, the other running back, is a sophomore. Miles Carlson on the offensive line is a junior. Nate Muehlbach on the line is a freshman. I don't have any weights here for you on these guys. Lance Lyons on the line is a junior. Corey Austin, a junior. And Zach Scharf is a tight end linebacker. He is a senior. So a younger team here, but one that is learning how to win.
Well, and the big story here for Shelton, first of all, to start the season, two of their returning starters left to go to another school and left them literally in a lurch without those two returning starters, which is 25% of your eight-man team right there. So that hit them pretty hard. Secondary to that, there were some discipline problems this week, so three starters for Shelton are not going to be in uniform tonight. So
Shelton's got their work cut out for them this evening. And it's homecoming for them, so there's a little bit of inspiration there for them.
Well, there's a lot of folks here dressed in blue. Why is that? Well, because both teams have blue and white as their colors across the field. A contingent from Kennesaw right in front of us here in the broadcast booth. In front of the broadcast booth, a lot of folks from the Shelton Bulldog faithful. Five referees on the field. I haven't seen a coin toss yet. We will check and find out what the eventuality is on that in just a moment. We'll be back with more on the pregame show right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Homecoming at Shelton. We are at home for the Bulldogs and a visitation by the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They come into this thing 4-1 on the year, 3-1 on the year, and the Bulldogs are 3-1. That's because one of the teams played a week zero game. The other one started week one. So there we are. And as these Shelton Bulldogs are introduced, I want to remind you that tonight, on your way home from this or any other of the ball games, don't forget to tune in to Classic Hits 98.9 FM for the Platte River Preps scoreboard show. And if you are at a ball game or on the way to a ball game, you can help us out by putting in your speed dial 308-646-0506, 646-0506. That's a score line. Let us know from the stands what the score is. Not this game, we'll know. But if you're out and about elsewhere, we'll pass those scores along to you. We're going to have folks at Alliance for the Hastings game, at Gibbon for the Lincoln Lutheran Gibbon game, and at Ravenna. We'll take a break. Going to have the national anthem here, and as we listen to that, you listen to this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw Blue Devils. The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill serves your daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, a prime rib sandwich for Saturday lunch, and a prime rib every Saturday night. Karaoke is the third Saturday of each month. Meet your friends, have fun, and enjoy a good meal and your favorite beverage at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw. Open Monday through Saturdays from 7:30 till close, and doors open at 4 on Sunday afternoons at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Shelton Insurance Agency and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The Super Fleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other truck tires, straddle duals, and farm tires are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Like, pregame show brought to you by NewTek. NewTek Seed, your yield leader. And as we see fields to the north of us, to the west of us, and to the east of us, actually, it's, I guess we do. We see that it is harvest season.
It is. Oh, they're working
on it. And we've only got, so if you're in the tractor tonight, hey, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Hey, pay attention.
keep
those rows straight. Yeah.
It's going to be Kennesaw kicking off to Shelton. I'm assuming Shelton won the toss and elected to defer on that. And they put the toe into it and send the return men all the way back into the end zone. Luke Glenn was back there looking at it, but it went over his head, so it was an automatic touchback. And they're going to take it out. It's eight-man. They're going to take it out to the 15-yard line on the touch. So Shelton sets it up at first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Just underway from Shelton, 12 on the clock. We need to take a kickoff there. Roush is under center, and he works it on an option to the left side, faking it on a counter play. It goes actually up the middle and getting it forward for about 2 or 3 yards was Luke Glenn, the running back.
He got a good 4 yard on that. That was just a good sell by Roush, right up the middle. Roush carried it around, but doing the work on the ground, Luke Glenn.
Roush is under center again with a single running back. One man in motion is Glenn. Now they work the option to the left side, and he's going to be hammered right in the backfield. In there for Kennesaw very quickly was Cade Clark, the fine tight end on offense, and defensive lineman on defense. That'll be a third down and a loss of about 2.75 yards there. Third down at about 9 as we come to the line of scrimmage here for Shelton, bringing a 3-1 record into this ball game against Kennesaw. Kennesaw lined up in a four-man front, one man down. Down lineman, back to passes. Roush scrambles around to his left, now pulls it down. He's got some running room out to the 20. Fumble at the 22-yard line. And Kennesaw comes up with it. Dylan Foster fell. No, that wasn't Dylan Foster. That was Skylar Langenberg falling on it for Kennesaw. And so that is the first turnover of the ball game, not via the punt, but via the fumble. And so Kennesaw sets it up first and 10 at the 22-yard line of Shelton. 10:42 in the opening quarter. And the handoff goes straight off the right side and a fall forward for about 3 or 4 yards. Run there made by running back Austin Schroeder, 160-pounder. It'll be second down and about 6 yards to go. As the clock continues here with 10:18 to go in the first period of play, just underway, I formation, everybody in tight for Kennesaw. They flip it left side. Carry, nice blocking around the left side for Kennesaw's running back, Gavin Robinson, and he'll pick up close to a first down. He's down just to about the 11-yard line, and they need to get down to the 10. He picked up a great blocker on that left side and just scattered when he got to the corner. He just dropped a shoulder and kept on pushing. But now, for some reason,
they're going to bring the chains across the field to measure the
spot again. He got at least 6 yards, so they're in the ballpark. Kennesaw with a short field here, starting off at the 22-yard line of Shelton. Shelton doing what they could ill afford to do tonight, and that is give the ball to Kennesaw via the turnover. Yeah, that was early.
Bad way to start, a tough way to start a ball game. They gave Kennesaw the first down. Gavin Robinson's last efforts when he dropped a shoulder and fell forward to get that extra yard proved the difference.
Nice blocking around the left side on that pitch. I formation, Robinson dots the I. Quarterback Mitch Roush is Tyler Smitzer is under center. The handoff goes to Robinson, picks his way down to the 5 and close to the goal line. And looks like he'll get down inside the 1 yard line where it'll be second down and goal to go for the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
Yeah, He's about the spot's just about on the five.
Oh, okay. Check that. All right. I'm sorry. Wrong yard marker there.
Well, the angle is tough, and they got a very special painting pattern on the field too that kind of throws you off.
All right, so second down and five. Schnitzler under center. Robinson the eye back on the counter. Goes to the left side. Takes it into the end zone anyhow. 6 yard run by Robinson puts Kennesaw on top. 6-0.
Robinson, I tell you, he's got a nice little, not a really a stutter step. It's kind of, he just drags his foot a little bit and it gives him enough hesitation in that lateral movement. And he made just a sharp cut and got in on the left side.
Took a little counter step to the right, worked it to the left, and that caught everybody leaning enough the wrong way so that he was able to get it in.
But he's got the speed.
Eight man, we won't see too many kicks here tonight. They're going to try for two. And the handoff again goes to Robinson, goes to the left side again, and in for the two-point conversion. So Gavin Robinson
kept it. Schnitzler will get it. He actually kept it. He made a nice little spin fake move and tucked it.
It's 8-0. And so we'll take a 30-second timeout here with 9:23 to go in the first period. It is Kennesaw by virtue of a quick turnover capitalization, 22-yard drive capped by Robinson's 6-yard run, and it's Kennesaw 8-0 over Shelton. Back with your high school game of the week in a half minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
Shelton, Rob Osmond, Craig Eckert here. Kickoff underway. Shelton's going to watch it go out through the end zone, and they'll start from their own 15-yard line.
So Shelton, which gave up the football on their first drive via the fumble, will try and get a do-over with a different result.
Seven scores for you. Columbus 21, Lincoln High nothing. That's at halftime. Aurora 8, Gehring nothing. That's early in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull is falling to Hastings St. Cecilia. They're on the board quick in the first quarter. 6-0 St. Cecilia over the Cardinals.
Offset eye quarterback keeper by Shelton as Roush goes forward for about, I'm not even sure here yet, call it 1 or 2 yards. Short, they put the ball at about the 17-yard line, started at the 15. It'll be second down at about 8 yards to go.
Tough defense for the Blue Devils. They are really digging in, and Shelton continues to just pump that ball right up the middle, looking to get something going, which, you know, once you get past that front line in eight-man football, you can rack up the yards in a hurry.
Once again, Shelton comes out with everybody in tight, and this time they give it on a quick hitter to the right side, and the ball carrier on that was Dylan Thiepold. Actually came out of, I think, out of his tight end position as a wing back and took it kind of a little bit of reverse off the left, working it to the right, but not a whole lot of yardage there. It'll be third down and about 6 again, about a yard pickup, we'll call it here, as the sun sets slowly on a beautiful Nebraska Friday evening. I formation, under center quarterback, handoff to the I back, takes a little stutter step, works to his left, but again, he'll only get up to about the 20-yard line, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 5 yards to go. So Shelton will have to punt in their second possession. They coughed it up on a fumble in their first possession, and with 7:52 to go in the first period, Kennesaw will take over. It is, let's see here, Nick Burr standing at single safety at about the 25-yard line.
That
was over the Pepper's head into the end zone. He'll try and take it out, gets it to the 10, and does a nice job of saving it, kicks it,
and it bounces at the 30-yard line, takes a little bit of a Kennesaw bounce, if there is such a thing on a play like that. That was Shelton's kicker. That was David Mueller, did a tremendous job going after the errant snap, kicking it as he ran at his own 10-yard line, and got it down to the 32.5-yard line of the Blue Devils. So that was a great special teams effort.
He chased that down in the end zone and ran out. Had a shot at maybe making the first down, but very smart play for the young man is to punt that ball down and give Kennesaw not the advantage of having.
Kennesaw has to start out in their own territory this time at their 32. Shotgun, Schnitzler has it, pulls it down, got the 40, got midfield, 30, 20. Schnitzler down to about the 15-yard line of Kennesaw, so all of a sudden, with a penalty marker back at the 30-yard line.
This one's coming back. A little bit of holding going on for the Blue Devils, and that is a costly mistake because that hold had very little to do with that run.
So instead of going from the 32 down to the 15 of Kennesaw, it's going to be a trip backwards for Kennesaw's offense.
A little bit deeper. And how many times do we see this? The penalties just cost huge. And when you get a big penalty like this in eight-man football on an 80-yard field, it hurts. It's costly.
So they're back to the 25. They're going to mark it back to the 20-yard line. So that essentially is a net 12-yard loss from the original line of scrimmage, but a gross loss of close to 50 yards. I formation, handoff again. This time goes to Robinson, the tailback, gets across the 20 to the 22-yard line, and he'll be wrapped up there by Mitch Roush, the quarterback.
Good pursuit by the Bulldogs.
So it brings up second and about a half of a cornfield to go for these guys as they split out. They send a man wide to the left side, Zane Woodman. A 165-pound junior is in there. Shotgun formation. Schnitzler back to pass. Fires to the 30-yard line. He's got it complete there. And that will be Chance Widener, the tight end. And it's close to a first down, but still about 3 or 4 yards shy. Try that again. Close to the original, to the rear yardage marker. So it's third down at about 13 to go.
Nice 6-yard pass over to the right side, right on the hash mark, and get close. Couldn't get quite the zip on that he wanted to or the yards after the catch. But
well, on a deal like that, when you got a cross like that, you got to hit the guy in motion, and he didn't. He had to stop and get it. Shotgun formation again for Schnitzler. Back to pass, looking, firing long this time. Scott Robinson out there. He's got it at the 15. Fumbles the ball. It's recovered by Shelton at about the 12-yard line.
Wow, great catch. First of all, very good catch by Gavin Robinson. Nice pass for Tyler Schnitzler. But when Robinson hauls it down, goes back to get it, he has to spin to get out of it, and the ball just comes flying out of his hands.
That would have been about a 35-yard completion, fumbled away by Robinson. So turnover apiece here in the early going, 5:45 to go in the first period of play, and Kennesaw turns it over. Shelton will get the ball back. Mitch Roush at quarterback brings the play in. The ball is spotted at about the 14-yard line of Shelton. Roush is under center. He's got wings both ways. Everybody else is in tight. They go in motion, and then the referees wave it off.
Timeout
taken by the Shelton Bulldogs. So with 5:45 to go first, it is Kennesaw 8, Shelton nothing. We'll be right back on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Seed dealer. Best of luck to athletes from Brent and Sarah.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Two fumbles, one costly to Shelton, resulting in a Kennesaw touchdown. The other one frustrating for Kennesaw. Shelton gets the ball back now. First down, and the crossbuck handoff goes out to about the 20, let's try that again, about the 18-yard line. Mueller on the carry there. Number 2-8. That went up. Second down coming with 6 yards to go. And 5:23 on the clock. Kennesaw up by 8 right now. Deuce backfield. Roush is under center. Everybody's in tight. Fakes the up man. Gives it to the tailback. He's got nothing. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage there. Stopped by, looks like Evan Uten. That'd be right. Skyler Langenberg in on the tackle there for Kennesaw. Third down and 6 yards to go. For Shelton, they've had a tough time running the ball on this tough Kennesaw defense here tonight. Now, Kennesaw's really doing a good job of filling those holes and making sure that first runner through is not getting anywhere. They've been salty on defense for a few years now. Under center again is Roush. He's got wings to the right side. He's going to take it to the right side with some perimeter blocking. Gets forward across the 20 and maybe the first down. We'll see where they spot it. If that's the case, that'll be Sheldon's first down via the run, but it is going to be short, fourth down, and a little over a yard to go. And so Shelton, again, will probably go via the punt. Last time there was a high snap and a valiant effort by the kicker, Mueller, to save what could have been a safety. He's back now standing at his 10-yard line. You watch the punt. I'll watch the safety back over there. High snap again. Nice punt, though, this time, and it's going to be taken by Kennesaw at about the 20-yard line, coming back out, and a block to the back is detected there by everybody here in the press box as penalty markers fly, and we will have Kennesaw picking up the second costly penalty here of
this is going to benefit Shelton greatly because it was a good kick to begin with, but now you're going to tack on some extra yards to it. So Kennesaw is going to start off in a hole here.
Zane Woodman again for Kennesaw on the return, and he got some nice yardage back one way. But just as he fielded the ball, somebody flew up on the back of one of the Shelton Bulldogs. And so instead of first and 10 at maybe the 30-yard line, it's going to be first and 10 back inside the 20. We'll see how far inside. They mark it down inside the 15. They'll place it at the 11-yard line. Kennesaw will take over at their own 11-yard line after the punt. Or 18 to go in the first. Kennesaw throws it, pitches back to Robinson. He falls forward for a yard or two around the right side. It'll bring up second down, and got a little more than I thought, about 3.5-4 yards on the carry. So second down at about 6 yards to go.
Kind of a late pitch from Schnitzler over to him, but he had Bulldog right in his face, so he makes the pitch, and Robinson just did what he could there on the right side for the secondary for the Bulldogs for cutting him off and getting him out of bounds.
All right. 3:47 on the running clock here in the first period. Schnitzler comes up under center. He has the I formation. Strong side is right. Handoff on the counter goes to Robinson again. And this time he doesn't get much. Falls forward after he reaches the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. The Schnitzler goes to the far sideline to talk to the coach, and he's going to see what they pull out of their bag of tricks for third down. And a strong 6 yards to go.
Well, that's a good thing about eight-man football is you'll start seeing a lot of passes on third down. They're not afraid to go to the air because essentially they're going to get one-on-one coverage everywhere.
Good point. 3:05 in the first. Kennesaw up 8-0. I formation. Schnitzler pitches. Robinson has trouble hanging onto the ball but gets it up maybe for the first down. We'll see what the spot is. I think he's just a little bit shy, but it's close enough for the referees to take a pretty good look at it. Now they're going to mark his knee back farther, so it will be a fourth down and 1 yard to go as they spot the ball just outside the 20. He had to get to close to the 22-yard line for the first down. So a punting situation at least indicated here by Kennesaw with 2.5 to go in the first period. Kennesaw with the 8-zip lead.
Got a couple scores to pass your way. I think we're going to get a timeout here.
Kennesaw.
Three, Grand Island nothing. Hastings High 15-0 over Alliance. That's late in the first. Aurora 16-0 over Gehring in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's up 20-0 over Donovan Trumbull. That's what we got for you so far. We'll keep getting those scores coming in for you.
Our score, the 8-0 score, Kennesaw, 22-yard drive after a Shelton fumble on their very first possession. Kennesaw returned the favor a drive later after completing a 35-plus-yard pass to tailback Robinson. Gavin Robinson fumbled the ball, and it was recovered by Shelton. So it was a catch and a fumble, and a turnover in favor of Shelton. So field position has switched here a little bit. Shelton now is playing more in Kennesaw's territory, if not offensively. At least Kennesaw was pinned back to about their 11-yard line from the Bulldogs' standpoint. That was a good move. All right, Schnitzler is under center. We don't have a punting indication here. They're going to give it to Robinson. He's got the first down, and they try to pull him back, but I think he's going to get it.
I think he's going to have it, but he did well to get that because he took a solid pop. From
what he did,
Shelton.
He really did. He's got some pretty.
I think it was Dylan Seifelt that got a good beat on him and just buckled him down. Ended that forward progress in a second, but it still was enough for the first down.
So they keep the drive alive with the try on fourth down, and with 2:27 to go, their drive continues, which started at the 11-yard line. So it's gone now. A little plus 12 yards, and they're itching their way back into a little safer field position. High formation. Back to passion. It's Fleur on the flat. He's got a man. It's Cade Clark. He's got the 30, 25. Cade Clark, 15, 10, 5. Out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. Tight end Cade Clark takes it on the fly and brings it down deep inside Shelton territory.
Cade Clark just got a great break off the line, and while Shelton was coming in to stop the run, he was already 5 yards past the nearest defender, made an easy catch, and then just hauled down the field and did well to get close to the end zone, but got pushed out of bounds inside the five.
So Craig Schnitzler goes for it on fourth, and then on the ensuing first down, airs it out to Cade Clark, and it goes all the way down inside the five-yard line of Shelton. Kennesaw lines up. I formation, Robinson dots the I, gets the pitch, right side, spins, and he'll be stopped shy of the goal line.
Tough defense now as the Bulldogs buckle in, trying to stop him here on the short field, and no gain.
Schnitzler goes to the sideline virtually every play to get the plays in his ear.
Right from the coach.
Yep, you got it. Again, Robinson dots the I. The up man is Austin Schroeder. Handoff is going to be kept by Schnitzler. I think that was a blown play, actually, but Schnitzler kept it, went into the line. I don't think
he got the touchdown.
That was a broken play. I don't have any doubt that was a broken play. Schnitzler tried to make something out of it, went in, got caught at the line of scrimmage, fumbles it, and so two costly turnovers here by Kennesaw.
Schnitzler rolled to his right after the snap and was looking to pitch it to somebody, and nobody was there. So he just spun around and went right back up the middle and then coughs it up on the one-yard line, inside the one-yard line, actually.
So fumbles after a long pass by Robinson, and now a fumble at the Shelton one-yard line. Bulldogs try to run it out of there. They're at their own one as a penalty marker goes down. You can't penalize too much if you're inside your one, even half the distance doesn't make any difference. Procedure penalty going to be called against Shelton. And so the drive starts with a minute 23 to go in the first, way back at the one-yard line of Shelton.
Got enough more scores for you here. Holdridge 7, Beatrice nothing after 1. Seward 7 and Lexington 7. Hastings High now is over Alliance 15-7. That's late in the first quarter.
Everybody in tight for Shelton as they push it forward out to close to the 5-yard line that time. That was Roush with the quarterback keeper, the sneak, as it were. Gets it out for second down and about 6 yards to go. So a little bit of air between them and the goalpost with second down coming.
Actually, a good gain. Yeah, you got 4 yards on it.
little bit rouge again under center, double wing to the right side. He'll keep it himself again, and he falls forward across the five and gets another 1 or 2 yards. Bring up third down at about 5 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Deep in their own territory, they are spotting the ball at the 7-yard line. So third and 5 at the Shelton 7. They have had to punt deep out of their own territory the last couple of possessions here. One time they saved themselves after an errant snap. The other time they were saved by a block to the back by Kennesaw, which put the Blue Devils back at their own 11-yard line. So despite poor field position on their offense, their special teams have failed them here. Now we've got another penalty coming. Laundry on the field in the defensive backfield of Kennesaw. They're talking to Shelton. And the Shelton coach looks a little bit frustrated at this point, so we'll see what that's going to be all about. We don't have a signal here yet from the referee.
I think they had an illegal substitution or something Kennesaw did.
Okay, so that's going to mark the ball back for Shelton.
Oh, wait a minute, they pointed the wrong one.
Back to Shelton.
Yeah, that was on Shelton.
And puts third down and close to 9 to go now. Roush in the end zone. Fires the ball, is batted down by a defender. And again, I think that was Skyler Langenberg. Put a big paw up there, knocked it down. And so Shelton is faced with a fourth down. 9 to go, deep in their own end zone one more time.
Four scores for you here. We got Blue Hill 7, Superior nothing. Adams Central taking on New York. They're up 6-0 in the middle of the first. Still 20-0. Things are still over Donovan Trumbull.
Again, it'll be Mueller standing way at the end of the end zone. Gets a good snap this time. Puts the leg to it. Doesn't turn over, but it goes all the way back to the 40-yard line. Coming back the other way is Woodman. Gets to the 35-30. Spins inside the 30-yard line. So good punt, nice return, and a net of about 30 yards on the punt between the gross and the return. So Kennesaw set up with decent field position, but field position hasn't been the big issue. Hanging on to the ball when they're in field position has been the issue with Kennesaw. They could be up anywhere from 13 to 16 points. 14 to 16 points, I'm sorry, had they not fumbled the ball away at the 1-yard line just a moment ago. So with that punt, Kennesaw we'll get their first and 10 when we return, because we'll take a 1-minute timeout back with the second quarter. At the end of one, it is Kennesaw 8, Shelton nothing on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw Blue Devils. The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill serves your daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. A prime rib sandwich for Saturday lunch, and a prime rib every Saturday night. Karaoke is the third Saturday of each month. Meet your friends, have fun, and enjoy a good meal and your favorite beverage at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw. Open Monday through Saturdays from 7:30 till close, and doors open at 4 on Sunday afternoons at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw has the ball to hand off to Robinson, and he picks his way inside the 30 to the 25 and close to the 20-yard line of Shelton. Robinson gouging out nearly 10 yards on that. They spot it back to his knee being down about the 22, so it'll be second down and 8 yards to go for Kennesaw at the now 22-yard line of Shelton.
He made a good recovery.
Kennesaw's had two costly penalties here tonight. They're trying to work something successfully inside the red zone as they give it to the Gavin Robinson again. And he tries the right and gets to about the 20-yard line. That ought to be good enough for a first down. Let's see exactly where the spot is, but he may be about the length of a football shy on that.
Yeah.
As the sun is down and the lights are up. And it's a great night for high school football. Kennesaw, Shelton at homecoming, hosting the Blue Devils.
Devils are up by 8 right now. They need a 1-yard play here to keep the drive alive. Firing into the end zone, intended for, looked like Cade Clark.
Nobody was
cut off his pattern a little bit shy. Robinson was out there, but it went incomplete, so it'll be fourth down. Craig Schnitzler saw that as kind of a throwaway play, no pun intended. He had the opportunity to go for the touch, did, but it was incomplete, so he still has a chance to come back on fourth down and get that short pickup for the first. Big fourth down here for Kennesaw. Tyler Schnitzler back into the ball game now. He is just a sophomore. I formation. Robinson dots the I. Schroeder's the up man. Robinson gets the carry. Gets it inside the 20-yard line. Should be good for a first down.
He got hit.
He didn't get much more, but he got enough lean there, I think, for the first down.
He got hit behind the line, and when he dove forward, that was what made the difference.
They put it inside the 20, though, so that's going to be good enough for a first down, I think.
They're going to bring down the chains. Yeah, it's close. He had to get inside. He had to get inside the 20 to do it, and that's where it's spotted, but it's going to be close. But he was hit quick on that line of scrimmage.
The clock is frozen right now at 10:33 and a half. We'll have the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up, give you some stats on this one, some scores around. They did give it to him. Suddenly, first and 10 on the measurement for Kennesaw at the 20, just inside the yard line of the Shelton Bulldogs. Trailing 8-0, Shelton has to bow their Bulldog next at this particular point and try and hold out Kennesaw. They've done a good job of hitting inside the red zone because they forced two fumbles. You can tell they've been working on that with the I formation again. Robinson dots the I. Cade Clark is the tight end to the right side. Fitch right side. Cut back by Robinson. Gets inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. We'll see where they mark it. His knee might have been down at about the 11. And this is where the angles get a little bit funny for us here in the broadcast. We'll say that it is going to be second down and 3 yards to go. The ball spotted inside the 15-yard line. Actually, instead of the 11, we'll call it the just inside the 15, about the 14. Got to get high formation again. Schnitzler under center. Handoff this time goes to Schroeder, the up man on a fullback trap. And he got enough, I think, for the first down. He went inside the 10-yard line. Should make it first and goal to go on the carry by the fullback, Schroeder. So first and goal to go for Kennesaw, just inside the 10-yard line. Shelton makes some defensive substitution. Schnitzler comes back in from the far sideline where the Blue Devils are housed. And has what he hopes is a productive play with an eye formation. Cade Clark is now at the fullback position. They got the big guys in tight end. Schnitzler keeps it, picks his way inside the 5-yard line. He'll be pulled down inside the 5 at about the 4. Tyler Schnitzler on the keeper there, but Cade Clark brought in as a blocking fullback, and two other interior linemen came in as tight ends on that play, giving Kennesaw even more heft up front than they had before. Over where Clark would be, they brought in Dalton Bender. He's a 230-pound sophomore, put him on the right tight end. And Clark was in the backfield on that. Second down coming now, inside the 5-yard line, still goal to go. Robinson is the eye back. Cade Clark is still the up man. And again, strong side is to the right. Pitch to the left side this time. Robinson's got running room. He's got the end zone touchdown for Kennesaw. 8:41 to go in the second. Kennesaw takes it from the 30-yard line of Shelton into pay dirt for their second TD of the evening on that run by Robinson. Robinson got the first one back in the first quarter. He picks this one up from 4 yards out. He just knows how to find that seam and read his blockers well, and that's what got him around that left side and in. Gavin Robinson with two TDs tonight. It's 14 zip, and they're going to try for two. This time, shotgun for Schnitzler. He's got Robinson in the backfield with him. They fake the handoff to him on the draw. Schnitzler keeps it, and does he get into pay dirt? Yes, he does. And the two-point conversion is good. It is now 16-0 in favor of Kennesaw with 8:41 to go in the half. We'll take a half-minute timeout. Your score again, 16-0 Kennesaw. Back in a moment on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your golden seed dealer. Best of luck to athletes from Brent and Sarah.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got a quick score for you before we get back to action. Lincoln Lutheran, 7-0 over Gibbon nearby. That drive took a little over 3 minutes off the clock. And so the Blue Devils will tee the ball up at their 30-yard line. Again, there's a shorter field in eight-man football. I'm sure you've come to recognize by now. The 40 is midfield on the 80-yard field. And so the kick by Schnitzler is a high one, goes into the end zone, and by rule in the eight-man, they will have to keep it there. And it'll come out to the 15-yard line for Shelton with 8:41 to go in the second. Shelton will start at their 15. God, it's very important now for the Bulldogs to get the momentum on this one, to keep this drive pushing. And under center is the quarterback, Roush. Back to pass quickly. Fires out. He's got a man. Drops the ball. Intended, I think, for Mueller over on the flat there at about the 20-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 10 on that incompletion by Shelton. And that isn't very many attempts yet by Shelton tonight, is it? Now third, actually. Not much time off the clock, but it stops it with 8:37 to go. And they break the huddle. Come up with wings both ways this time. Roush is under center. Now they put a man in motion. That's Mueller on the counter. Buck, they get across maybe the line of scrimmage. The ball carrier for the Bulldogs is still in five-fold. Tight end by trade, but a wing back in that particular formation. Didn't get much, but a yard. Third down coming and about 9 yards to go for the Shelton Bulldogs. That's twice the Bulldogs have tried to go to that wing around, if you will. And, boy, the Blue Devils just are not biting on it. Under center again is Roush. He's got a double wing left. Now he works it back over to the left side, flips it out into the fight. He's got a man. It's one of his tight ends. That's Luke Glenn, actually a running back out of the backfield. Luke Glenn, he's going to be close to a first down. Nice little wheel route there by Glenn. And a nice pass by Roush, and that'll be a first down for the Bulldogs, extending their drive and getting them out of that terrible deep punting situation they found themselves in three times already tonight. Now, first and 10 at the 27 of Shelton. Again, that double wing to the left, and on the counter, again, not much. The wing back on the left-hand side, Luke Glenn, goes to the right and he doesn't go far. It'll be second down and better than 9 to go. 16-0, Kennesaw just scored their second touchdown. GICC leading Centura 7-6. That mid-second, one halftime or one period. I formation again. And the pitch goes to the far side. He's got a little running room again. Out across midfield, the 30, 25, 20, 10. Touchdown for Shelton on a nice play, a pitch out to Luke Glenn.
52 yards.
Yeah, Shelton needed to score on this one, but boy, Luke Glenn took that late pitch and made a nice little scutter step about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, and he was all gone from there.
Tell you what, he had nothing, and then 52 yards. That's what averages will do for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now it looks good on paper, doesn't it? Big touchdown.
All right, so it's a 6 16-6 ball game. Shelton tries for two. The quarterback keeper is going to be good. And Mitch Rush brings it up to 16-8 with Kennesaw in the lead by that 8 points. Shelton coming back now in their homecoming night. Back in 30 seconds, again, 16-8, Kennesaw. Leading Shelton with 7:08 to go in the second period on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
David Mueller is going to kick it off for the Bulldogs. Back in the return position is Schnitzler, the quarterback. He is standing right about his goal line in hopes of a shorter kick. It is that. It's a squib kick. They're trying for the onside, I think, but nothing doing. Hands teamed by Kennesaw there to bring it down, and it'll be great field position again for Kennesaw on the intended short kick, but it didn't do what was intended, which was to cause a little confusion there by the return team.
That hurts because Kennesaw has already proven they can march that ball. They can put some yards downfield, and as long as they don't get the penalties or shoot themselves in the foot, that's a costly call.
Under center again is Schnitzler. He gives it to Robinson. Robinson, a little dipsy doodle at the line of scrimmage, gets him maybe an extra yard, but not a whole lot more. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
He fell forward a little bit.
Wow, they keep moving it up.
Yeah. Now, he fell forward. He twisted and bucked his way across to pick up 4 yards.
All right, second down. Call it six for Kennesaw. Schnitzler back from the sideline. Now he says, wait a minute. What else did I have to do? Oh, okay. Now it goes back.
That's a 15th carry, by the way, for Gavin Robinson here. Midway through.
Kennesaw started their last drive with the 30. This one they started about their 30 as well. A little outside that as penalty markers go down on the second down attempt. And there'll be procedural call against the Blue Devil offense. So now a little wobble in the wheel there for Kennesaw. Second down coming, but now close to 12 yards to go. Ball is spotted back just outside the 30-yard line of the Blue Devils. The clock is stopped at 6:21. Kennesaw has an 8-point lead, 16-8. Shelton having just scored on a 52-yard run. Shotgun formation. Schnitzler has one man in the backfield with him, goes back to pass, fires across the middle, in and out of the hands of Robinson.
Boy, that was a bullet that was thrown. Schnitzler just put some zip on that ball, and Clark just could not bring it down. He just could not handle it whatsoever.
Robinson, the intended receiver, just off his fingertips. And with 6:17 to go, it'll be back to the line of scrimmage and back to a long way to go and a short time to get there. Third down, 12 yards to go for Kennesaw now. Up by 8, 16-8.
28-0 St. Cecilia leads Donathan Trumbull now. Roars 23-0 over Gehring.
Timeout is called by Kennesaw. So we will take that timeout with a 16-8 score. Kennesaw in the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Shelton Insurance Agency and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
50-yard drive by Kennesaw, and they were up by 16 points. Then a quick 52-yard run by Luke Glenn by Shelton answered. And so the Bulldogs stay within one score.
two scores, one touchdown and one two-pointer on this one. It's their homecoming tonight. And Kennesaw, with a third down and 12 yards to go, have everybody in a shotgun back to pass. This one's got a man out there, and it's almost intercepted. And is it complete or not?
Incomplete, no.
Back there was Mueller for Shelton. I think the ball was intended for Woodman, and there was a little bit of a grab and go, and Mueller
fell on the ground. It hit him in the back, and then he tried to go around to get it, and there was a little bobble and a scrum for it, and it finally fell to the ground.
So fourth down in a punting situation. Schnitzler will do the kick, and he'll stand at his 20. Mueller is, try that again. Luke Glenn is back, standing just outside his 10-yard line in single safety, deep in his own territory. Good snap, good kick by Schnitzler, and the end-over-end comes down, and Glenn does not field it. They down it inside the 15-yard line there for Kennesaw. Let's see here. That's Mueller downing the ball. That was a gutty play by him to just pull it down there. He saved some yardage. I think that might have rolled way back into their own territory. As it is, they're going to start at about the 15, which would be the equivalent of had it gone in for a touchback. 6:01 to go. And Shelton starts at their 10. Under center is Roush. Hand off to the tailback, Mueller, and he'll fall forward for maybe a yard or so. We'll see as they uncover what the progress is, but the down and distance guy says about a yard. Second down, 9 coming.
Yeah, this is another one of those big drives for Shelton. Down 16-0, able to put some points on the board as a result of a big play. They'd sure like to get another shot at it right now.
Shelton has had a fumble. They've had a punt. They've had a punt. They've had a punt, and they've had a long touchdown. And now they're back in business in their own territory as the exchange by the quarterback to the running back is slow, although I don't think it was an error. And they move the momentum and the pile up another yard or so, maybe, and it's going to be third down and still a pretty long 7 short 8 yards to go.
And that Kennesaw defense just kind of runs along that line of scrimmage and just cut off every bit of avenue for the Bulldogs, just nowhere to run.
Clock now restarted, just outside 5 to go here in the first half. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up. We'll give you some stats as we have them from this one, some scores around the region, and an invitation to stay tuned for the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on our sister station 98.9 FM after this one. That'll get underway about 9:30, 9:40 tonight, depending on when the KKPR game, which is the Kearney Catholic Ravenna game, comes to a conclusion. Timeout is going to be taken. We'll take a 30. 4:46 to go in the second. It is a continuing score. Kennesaw 16 and Shelton 8. We're back after this on 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw drew blood twice before Shelton came back into it. They had a 16-0 lead, and Shelton, on a 52-yard run by Luke Glenn, got themselves back into this deal. Everybody's been converting all of their points after, so it's a 16-8 score. Back to pass is Roush now on the third down and 8. He's going to be pressured and brought down. It'll bring up a punting situation, and again, deep in their own territory. It isn't just that Shelton's had to punt. They've had to punt from deep in their own territory, but they've had some great special teams play to keep things relatively respectable, very respectable. Fourth down, a little over 10 yards to go. Mueller will stand in his end zone again, shaking his head, going, why did I try out for a punter? Man in motion is Mueller. High snap, but he brings it down. Nice kick by Mueller. Goes high, bounces just inside midfield to the 35-yard line. Rolls dead there. Great kick there by Mueller. And Kennesaw, still good field position, but he kicked him out of a real short field drive. Remember, the field is only 80 yards to begin with. So it's a 35-yard line of Kennesaw. And I've already gone through one drive chart. What does that mean? That means you've got a lot of back and forth, not a lot of
same
drives.
It means eight-man football, and that's fine.
There you go. 4:03 to go in the second now as Kennesaw back on offense has a shotgun formation. Schnitzler looks to pass, now pulls it down. He's going to get handled in the backfield by Shelton.
He's gonna
and it'll
you.
Bring up second down and about 10 or 11.
He got close to the line of scrimmage. He did well to do that. That was just quick penetration by the Bulldogs. They were not going to give that play a time to get anywhere.
334, 333 to go in this first half of play. High school football game of the week here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and worldwide, KLIQFM.com. I formation, pitch, left side, Robinson bobbles a little bit and falls forward for a pretty nice bobble recovery there. Gets about 4 or 5 yards net on the deal. It's still going to be third down and 7, but remember it was second down and about 11 to go. So made something out of nothing and saved a bit of a catastrophe possession-wise.
That's twice we've seen Robinson bobble that ball. He gets positive yardage, but the time it takes him to settle the ball down and cover the points before he goes are costing him a couple yards here and there.
Yeah, and you know what? If he had a head of steam with a clean handoff, he could be spooky good. 2:46 on the clock as another timeout's going to be called here. This time, I think, by Shelton. And so we'll take a 30 here. Again, your score, Kennesaw 16, Shelton 8 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CBI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12-ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CBI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CBI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Tom coming back in here with Kennesaw facing a third down and 7. Close to halftime, 2:46 on the second period clock. And Shelton's played some pretty good defense here last couple of downs. Shotgun formation, Schnitzler. Got one man in the backfield with him. Low snap, fires down in the... And it's batted away by Shelton, the center, intended for Woodman. But it never got anywhere close to there as a big paw from a Bulldog came up and knocked it flat down. And it'll bring up fourth down and 7 yards to go and a punting situation for Tyler Schnitzler. Standing back at his 15-yard line again is Luke Glenn. Luke of the 52-yard run for a touchdown just a few minutes ago. Good snap. Nistler's kick is good, and it's a high one inside the 5-yard line. It's going to die right outside the goal line. What a great kick by Schnitzler. Wow. Wow is right.
And a good special teams play down at the other end, too, to keep that from going in. So 41 yards on the punt. That's pretty sharp. That's a nice kick and good coverage.
The drive starting at the 1-yard line again for Shelton. This is the second drive tonight where they've started at their own 1. They've punted from, Schnitzler's got his footprints all over the end zone, but it has nothing to do with scoring. It has to do with punting.
Yeah, exactly.
Try that again, Mueller, not Schnitzler.
We know who you meant.
You know what I meant, though. The Shelton punter, Mueller. Schnitzel Mueller. High formation, the handoff goes to the tailback, and he doesn't go too far. Gets across the goal line, maybe leans to about the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that for Luke Glenn. So with the clock at 2:20, Shelton, I think, would like to eat some clock here and take this to halftime. I think they'd be real happy with a 16-8 halftime score, to tell you the truth.
Absolutely.
Mueller comes back in for Shelton, and checking out for the Bulldogs. I formation. Back to pass. Firing to Roush, and he's got him, man. Boy, that was a dangerous pass, but it was well done. And he got a little breathing room for his punter because it's still going to be fourth down and 5 yards to go. But the receiver on that was Jack Scharf. I'll tell you what, he really had to kind of gut it up. He went into traffic there. Good, sharp pass by Roush, the quarterback. Great reception.
They call that incomplete. That's an incomplete pass.
Okay.
I didn't see him move the chains or anything. I thought, all right, that looked like it was a catch.
All right, but it's still third down. Handoff, again, on some misdirection, goes back up the middle, but not much doing there for Shelton. They've been putting men in motion. They've been going one way, taking the one step, going the other way, and Kennesaw just kind of stands there at the line of scrimmage and stops them. They have had some success setting up the perimeter run with the wingback reverse. That was the kind of the counter to...
That's a dangerous play this deep in your side of the field.
Anytime you're going east-west and a north-south deal and you're way back the other way. Mueller standing again for the umpteenth time with his heel to the back of the end zone. 54 seconds to go. They're going to call a delay of game, I think. Nope, a timeout. For Shelton, they could have just well taken the delay of game and run a little more time off the clock, as a matter of fact, but they certainly wouldn't have gotten any further trouble. 54 seconds on the clock. Let's take a half-minute break here. It is Kennesaw 16 and Shelton 8.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Snap goes out of the end zone. It's going to be a safety, and Kennesaw will pick up two points, and Shelton will have to give it right back. So that is the second errant snap, and the umpteenth time where Mueller has had to stand in his end zone. So that goes out. It is a safety. It is 18-8. Kennesaw climbs to a 10-point lead going into halftime. But wait. That's not all. They get the ball back with 51 seconds to go.
Yeah, and then amen football, 51 seconds is a long time. Fun to watch. Lots of scores coming for you at the Allen Pacific Halftime Show coming up. We'll let you know how we got where we are right now.
And that'll,
in Shelton.
This is officially a free kick. The teams would have the option of either punting it, which gives you advantage of height and coverage, or kicking it off the tee, which would give you a little bit more distance. They are going to punt it, and Mueller says, boy, I get to stand in daylight at the 10-yard line. Nobody coming at me. I don't have to worry about a center snap, so Mueller will kick it on the free kick, and it's a nice one. Goes inside the 30, the 25-yard, coming back the other way. Schnitzler to the 30, cuts across the field, far side, 35, midfield, Schnitzler, 35, 30, Schnitzler, 25, 20, and he's going to be pulled down at the 20-yard line by Shelton. So they score a safety and then come back with a great return on the free kick, and they've got good field position with 40 seconds to go in this first period and a 10-point lead.
He ran about 100 yards to get there. Zigzagging across the field, ran some 12 seconds off the clock, but the end result is, and we do have a penalty flag on the field. We could get a block in the back. This could be coming.
This could be another bad penalty from the standpoint of Kennesaw. Good penalty from the standpoint of Shelton. KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island. And they're going to move it back from the foul spot. It goes all the way back to the 26-yard line. So that is a nasty one for Kennesaw. Instead of being pretty good shape deep in Bulldog territory. They're back in not bad shape, but they're way back at their own 26 and only 40 seconds to work with. Schnitzler, shotgun, two men in the backfield with him, everybody else tight, back to pass. Now he's going to pull it down and run with it. He's got some running room. He's got a first down. He's got midfield and more to the 35-30. Schnitzler goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So that just about ate back the penalty yardage.
Right, yeah. Took 11 seconds off the clock to get to it, though. But now you're knocking on the door one more time inside the 30-yard line with 30 seconds or 29 seconds to go.
Kennesaw's drive starting back at their 25 and now continuing at the 30-yard line of Shelton. Several substitutes coming in for Kennesaw. Now Woodman is in there. He's been the intended receiver a couple of times. He'll split wide to the left side. They got one tight end. No, they don't. They go wides both ways. In the backfield with Schnitzler is Robinson. Robinson stays to block as a pass in the flat is batted, and we'll see if there's an interception or a completion.
It is an interception.
Shelton intercepts and keeps Kennesaw away again.
We've seen it before. Schnitzler throws a laser, a very low bullet, and Shelton's able to get someone's getting a mitt up there to knock it down. This one knocked up, and one of the Bulldogs was able to climb underneath it and get it in any threat that Kennesaw had.
So Shelton in their own territory, still out at their 20 with relatively good field position for themselves. And Roush comes back in from the sideline for Shelton with 24 seconds to go. See if they rock and fire, get something going. Longest play was a 52-yard run by Luke Glenn. Everybody's in tight double wing to the right side. Back to pass, Roush looking downfield. Going to be pressured, fires long, and it's way over the head of Luke Glenn, the intended receiver downfield.
He got some pressure on him and just let it fly. And it's
pretty good pass.
Very good pass, but just 5 yards too far.
Second down coming at 10 yards to go for Shelton with 18 on the clock. They're down by 10 points, 18-8. Roush comes back in from the sideline. Both quarterbacks are going right over to their head coaches or their offensive coaches. I don't know how they're made up. I'm guessing it's the head coaches. Deuce backfield offset to the left side. Back to pass. Roush in the flat. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Luke Glenn. Glenn incomplete at about the 35-yard line. And a timeout is going to be taken by the official because we got a man down on about the 30-yard line of Kennesaw.
Yeah, this is more likely a cramp.
Yep, that is Mueller who fell down or went down because of whatever, but he's back up. He's doing fine now.
He's a sophomore, and he's been asked to fill some pretty big shoes tonight, and he's doing a great job.
Third down with 10 yards to go, and again, Roush takes the play from coach, goes back to the huddle, relays it to teammates. They break the huddle. Last time they attempted the pass, this time they go split two ways. They've got a slot man to the near side. Under center is Roush. Goes down, pulls the ball down, gets it out to the 30-yard line, and is pulled out of bounds at about the 32 or 33. Clock will continue to run 3-2-1. That is it. First half score is Kennesaw 18, Shelton 8. Pretty good ball game. Took a look at where we are on this one statistically and where everybody else is score-wise when we come back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week from Shelton. Kennesaw leading Shelton 18-8 on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes,
teams and coaches.
We don't have it in Hastings anymore, but don't be sad. You can still get it in Kennesaw. Godfather's Pizza, that is, at Godfather's Express. For a pizza you can't refuse, call Godfather's Express in Kennesaw, 402-752-3628. Godfather's Express is open from 3 to 9 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 3 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Jackie and Renee thank their customers and wish the Kennesaw and all the area athletes and teams good luck and successful seasons. Godfather's Express, 304 North Smith in Kennesaw.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Shelton Insurance Agency and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the deli, food mart, wine cellar, photo shop, and sporting goods, plus many more. Gear up for the Huskers Big 12 Farewell Tour with Red Out Around the World shirts from Allen's Husker Shop. Wear red, be loud for the Texas game. October 16th, 1115 West 2nd, Hastings, Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, there's a little bit of a breeze here at Shelton. Not much of one. Old Glory's hanging right straight down the flagstaff. Look at that.
Yeah, no wind at all.
It's a beautiful night for football. That's redundancy. There's no bad night for football.
That's true.
Maybe a couple. Maybe a
bad day of fishing, too.
No, I know. I know. The weather sometimes is less appealing than Chamber of Commerce weather, but Shelton can keep its always sunny reputation based on our experiences here today. Although not tonight. Not so bad, because it's dark. And the sunshine, as it were, is provided by the lighting here at the field. All right, I've stalled enough. It's 18-8 at halftime. Rob Osmond and Craig Eckert along here. The Allens of Hastings halftime report is brought to you by Allens on 2nd Avenue Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. Let's get some more scores here.
It's halftime, Blue Hill 10-6 over Superior. Lexington's 21-13 over Seward at halftime as well. The Astros 17, Holdridge 14 at half. See what else we got. We got that's an old score, isn't it? St. Cecilia was up 35-0 at halftime over Donovan Trumbull. O'Neill was 7, Central City 2. That was still in the second quarter. Lincoln Lutheran is 13 given, nothing at half. These are all older scores. We've got Aurora 23-0 over Gehring in the second quarter. Gildner 38, Harvard 0. That was after the first quarter. And that kind of gets us up to date. We'll expect some more scores coming in here as we get closer to the halftime here.
Two scores by Gavin Robinson tonight for Kennesaw. I have accounted for the two-thirds of the points on the board for the Blue Devils. There are 18, 12 of them coming by Robinson on a 6- and a 5-yard run, respectively. Luke Glenn accounts for 6 of the 8 points for the Shelton Bulldogs. He had a 52-yard run. Everybody was good on their points after touchdown. The 17th and 18th points came on a safety. That was an errant snap over the head of indomitable punter for Shelton.
Mueller, yeah.
Mueller. I'll tell you what, Mr. Mueller, the young punter, he's only a sophomore, David Mueller, has been put in a position that few seniors have gone through in their entire high school career.
And he's
punted a couple of times when officially the ball was at the 1-yard line. He's put his heel on the back edge of the end zone. At no time did he have any errors. In fact, he had one great special teams play on the first punt of the ball game. He had an errant snap come to him. He got it on the run out to his 10-yard line, kicked it on the fly,
and saved field position and put Kennesaw back. Second time, there was a punt from deep in his own end zone, and Kennesaw was pinned back at their own 11-yard line because of a block to the back by a Kennesaw Blue Devil. And so on special teams, on the overall, Shelton has really, really had a good ball game here tonight.
Well, kept them in it, certainly, to be only down by 10 at halftime. They've had some opportunities, but they've just not been able to get a drive started and sustained. They've had to rely on that big strike to get their only score.
Well, that's got a chance.
Yeah.
Let's look at some disappointments here for Kennesaw. Disappointment number one, after a long pass completion, a 35-yard completion to Robinson, he fumbled the ball and turned it over to Shelton. That was disappointment number one. Disappointment number two was Kennesaw starting out at their own 11-yard line, worked the ball down to the Shelton 1-yard line, and then on a broken play, quarterback Tyler Schnitzler tried to make the best of it, plowed back into the line, but somebody's hand came in there, knocked the ball out, and they lost the ball at the 1-yard line. Shelton wasn't able to do anything, so they kicked from their one, and that resulted in the ensuing drive, that second touchdown by Robinson. But Kennesaw, theoretically at least, could be up by one, maybe two more scores. But Shelton has done a great job on defense and specialty teams of keeping this thing close. So we're midway through the halftime report here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with stats on tonight's game individually for Shelton and Kennesaw right after this timeout. This is the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated.
The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your golden seed dealer. Best of luck to athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw Blue Devils. The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill serves your daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, a prime rib sandwich for Saturday lunch, and a prime rib every Saturday night. Karaoke is the third Saturday of each month. Meet your friends, have fun, and enjoy a good meal and your favorite beverage at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw. Open Monday through Saturdays from 7:30 till close, and doors open at 4 on Sunday afternoons at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good evening again. Craig Eckert along with Rob Osman covering here the homecoming game for the Shelton Bulldogs against Kennesaw Blue Devils. The visitors, though, are leading by an 18-8 margin. This is the Allens of Hastings halftime report. And we've got some more scores for you.
We do. Giltner's 41-8 over Harvard at halftime. Preet 34-7 over Flatfoot at halftime. Arapaho 36, Elm Creek nothing. Bath at half. Elma and Elwood at halftime, 41 for Elma. Grand Island 14, Lincoln Northeast 3 at half. And Hastings High is a 15-10 leader over Alliance at halftime as well. Kearney High 17, Norfolk 16, that's at half. Loomis, here's a tough one, Loomis 2-0 over Bertrand at halftime.
Wow,
that's a tough little score right there.
Last score we got in Donovan was 35-0 St. Cecilia on top of the Cardinals. Actually, in when I was running things down here as far as the first half is concerned, there was actually three big disappointments for Kennesaw because I omitted the interception that came with 40 seconds to go in the half that ended a late drive.
Yeah.
They had, after the safety against Shelton, they had a nice drive going after the ensuing free kick, and Shelton was able to come up with a nice interception, really a great interception. Schnitzler was firing bullets there, and somebody stepped up and pulled that baby down. Who got that interception?
I didn't see who got
it. We'll try and get that last interception for you. The Shelton Bulldogs held things close, so 18-8 on some good special teams and defensive plays. Stopcotty got the Stopcott, he got the interception, so that completes that. All right. Did you have some individual stats that you wanted to?
I do have some individual stats. We've got Kennesaw on top, and Tyler Schnitzler, 3-for-8 passing, 93 yards. Has had some great passes. He does have the INT in there as well. Two touchdown runs for Gavin Robinson, one of 6 yards, the other for 4 yards, but it still gives him 16 carries and 60 yards unofficially for Gavin Robinson, getting the lion's share of runs for the Blue Devils. For the Bulldogs, again, it's one of those opportunities of unable to get a sustained drive goal. I mean, you've got a lot of carriers with 1 and 2 yard gains and things, and then all of a sudden here's Luke Glenn with a 52-yard touchdown run, and that's how Shelton gets their score by air. It's been a pretty tough battle for Rosh thus far. I've got him with 21 yards and 3-for-7 in passing, so not a lot of sustainable stats, if you will, for the Bulldogs. And Kennesaw, certainly by the number of plays and time of possession, or the score should be a lot wider spread than what it actually is. But again, you mentioned some costly turnovers and penalties have really limited Kennesaw's striking abilities.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to, if it seemed like I was indicating that somehow Kennesaw was shooting themselves in the foot. That is not what I intended to mean. My intention was to say that the Bulldogs' defense and their specialty teams have really kept this thing into this. Offensively, they've had one play to write home about, and that was a 52-yard Luke Glenn run, and that's 6 of the 8 points they have on the board, but really, the Shelton defense, they're the same kids playing offense and defense at 8-man, basically, and special teams basically have kept this in. Kennesaw is going to receive the opening half kickoff. They had won the toss and deferred to the second half, and now there's a little bit of a wind out of the west to talk about. This is an east-west football field, and the end zone will to the west will be defended coming out of here by Shelton.
Got a couple more scores I can pass along to you before we get back to action here. McCook 10, Sydney nothing. That's in the first quarter. Lincoln Lutheran underway now early in the third on top of Gibbon 13-7. A lot of people interested in the Gibbon score being around here.
Used up the road. All right, let's take a 2-minute timeout, and thank you for listening to the Allens of Hastings Scoreboard Show. Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. The score is 18-8, Kennesaw leading Shelton on the High School Game of the Week. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And you couldn't see it. All right, we are just a couple of minutes away from the second half here, even though it's a halftime homecoming. There really weren't any after length of time on that, yeah. So they do that after the ball game. If you missed the early on scene center in the pregame, the Shelton Bulldogs won only two ball games last year. They have won three ball games already this year. One of those wins last year was a last game of the year victory over Kennesaw. Kennesaw had started very strongly in the early going last year and ended with five losses. One of those came at the hands of Shelton. So, you know, I mean, this is, what are they? If you divide it by I-80, what is it, about 10 miles away from one another, maybe 20 miles away. So it's a close proximity rivalry here, a little bit like the Gibbon one that we were talking about with Shelton here a little bit before. So with an 18-8 margin, Shelton has the opportunity to come back, but what they really need to do is get some sort of identity for the offense in the second half. As I said, the only thing they really did offensively was set up a really nice 52-yard run by Luke Glenn that was the lone six-pointer for Shelton. And, wow, look at this. They've shut the lights off in the press box.
But they've given us
they've given us a little light here to write by. But that's actually all right because we can see the field a lot better here now.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's going on. It's going to be Shelton kicking to Kennesaw to lead off the second half. And Kennesaw had a late first half drive cut off by an interception by Shelton. One of three big disappointments offensively for Kennesaw in not capitalizing, but three good turns of event by Shelton. So we're early. The teams are a little bit early here, so we're kind of killing time here for the next 10 seconds or so. Actually, we have been for the last 2 minutes because they've been on it,
yeah.
And they didn't reset the clock. Okay, here we go. And Schnitzler is standing back inside the 10-yard line to return this kickoff coming from Shelton. And Roush's kickoff is going to be flagged. What's going on? Offside?
No, the clock wasn't ready.
So, oh, the kickoff. Kick
well,
see, they were as antsy as we were.
The kick should not have happened.
So the clock was going down to zero, and then, of course, it has to reset to 12 minutes for the third period. So he kicked it before then. Is that a penalty, or is that just a do-over?
Yeah, that's the indication I got. The clock wasn't set, so he was not to kick it, but somebody told him to kick it. And now they're going to...
So can they call a delay of game when the game wasn't going on? That's what I wanted.
I wonder if our timekeeper's going to have to go back 10 yards and...
Yeah. On the clock.
I don't know. Yeah. This must have happened in the Big 12 last year sometime, must it? All right, now 12 minutes are on the clock. Referee is holding the football, and they are going to penalize Shelton on the deal. They're going to go back to the 25-yard line, so apparently just the effect of kicking it early and delaying the overall time here, even though it's not football time.
Well,
puts it back to the 25. So Schnitzler moves it up to the 10-yard line for his return attempt here, and Roush gives it a ride. Nice kick. Gets it inside the 10-yard line. Coming back the other way, Schnitzler cuts to his right. Comes near side to about the 25-yard line. And so Kennesaw gets decent, although not great field position, at their 25-yard line.
See if Kennesaw can get some momentum back. They have a few
few missed opportunities in that first half that they'd like to have back, and we'll see if this is where they're going to get it.
In Hawkeye has Cade Clark back at his normal tight end position deep down in the red zone. They have moved him to fullback. Now they've got the I formation. Robinson, the fine I back, dots the I, and now we've got another delay here. As the referees are conferring, and we have an offside already against Shelton. So Shelton is just not drawing favor here. The referees are nearly going in the second half. They got a five-yard penalty for kicking off too soon before the clock was set for a delay of game, and now they've got an encroachment penalty already. So it's going to be first down and five for Kennesaw. Schnitzler is under center. Robinson, the I-back. The up man gets it. That's Schroeder, the fullback. And he pulls out about 3 yards from that one, gets it up to a second down and 2 yards to go. Austin Schroeder has only had a couple, two, three carries, but they use him at pretty opportune times with the fullback trap.
He's picked up 4 yards every time he's touched the ball. Those are good averages.
Clock is at the 11:26 to go. There's sirens in the background. I'm not sure why. I'm just keeping that ambulance here. The I formation with the quarterback under center. And the handoff is straight up the middle to Robinson. And he'll get the first down and reset the chains at about the 39-yard line. So clock at 11 minutes to go now. And a fresh set of downs for Kennesaw. Schnitzler leads his team up to the line of scrimmage. Clark is the tight end to the near side. I formation. Take the handoff. He's got to step up. All goes on the ground, but the quarterback, Schnitzler, is able to hang on to it. Good pressure there by Shelton.
That was a quick reaction by every official out there throwing their flag at the same time.
We'll see what the penalty is. Did we get a holding call?
We got a flag, and of course, some of those were the sandbags on the change of possession possibility, but it wasn't.
Now we'll see who did what.
They were pulling things out of all kinds of pockets out there.
It'll back up Kennesaw, that's for certain. A hold against Kennesaw. You're right on that one. Let's see what the point of the foul is. It'll be 10 yards back from that. Well, it was kind of literally a fire drill out there because the ball's on the ground. You start calling all sorts of panic calls, and that might cause someone to turn and block in the back.
Good news, this
an offensive player, I said, turning away and forcing a block in the back, actually, by the defender. Shotgun formation. It is first down and better than 20 yards to go on that. Schnitzler pulls it down. He's got some yardage. He's across midfield to about the 35-yard line of Shelton. And that is about the third time tonight that Schnitzler has gotten back a gob of yardage after it looked like he was in third and a long way to, or I should say, a long way to go for the first down. So that's a second down, going from first down and plus 20 to second down at about 5. Gives us a 15-yard pickup here in our computations for Kennesaw Schnitzler. Second down, 5. Shotgun Schnitzler. Strong right is Clark. Handoff on the cross buck to the I back. Robinson could be close to a first down. I'll see where they mark his knee, but I think he got progress and should be enough for a first down for the Blue Devils. It is. So they go from first down and plus 20 to a first down in two plays. And Shelton can't be giving up gobs of yardage like that
Robinson
and stay in this thing.
Robinson would have had more yards on that, but he took that handoff very low, almost mid-thigh.
Yeah, there's still some issues with the exchange there. Keep in mind that Robinson, the senior, Schnitzler was just a sophomore. He keeps it himself, though, out of the shotgun. Got a first down and more, 15-10. Schnitzler inside the 10-yard line of Shelton.
Nice run. Quarterback keeper all the way. Picked up some big blocks downfield. And now Kennesaw starting to pick apart some big yard plays here.
First down and goal to goal just inside the 10-yard line. We'll see where they set the sticks, but yeah,
It will be a goal to go. They will not be able to get a first down before the end zone. So first down, goal to go from just inside the 10-yard line. The clock is frozen at 9:28 in the third quarter. Kennesaw 18, Shelton 8. If you're just joining us, we're first drive of the second half. Shotgun formation, body markers down. And again, a procedural call against the offense will put them back on that first down. So this time, instead of first and 20, they're going to go first and 15, goal to go. So they got to go 15 here in probably four plays. You're not going to punt that deep in.
No.
And kind of a slow start here to the second half. What is this? Is this the fifth penalty already in the second half?
You might not be counting, but
we had one right off the bat, and then two against Shelton, two. I think this is the fourth or fifth of the second half. Shotgun again for Schnitzler. He works it to his right. Now there's another penalty. And I'm not sure exactly what's causing all the miscues out there, but there's another five-yard penalty against Kennesaw, so now they're going to have first down and 20, goal to go. First and goal from the 20 for Kennesaw. Two back-to-back procedural calls against them have taken 10 yards away from their scoring opportunities, and this is really the only time tonight you say, well, they really shot themselves in the foot, because the others, you arguably, were good defensive plays by Shelton, but they had a first and goal to go inside the 10. Now it's first and goal to go at the 20. Shotgun, Schnitzler back to pass, fires, end zone, Cade Clark, touchdown! Wow.
Hogan Thompson with the score.
Try that again. Now that was Cade Clark, wasn't it? 44. I was Kate Clark with the touch.
You know what? I think it's coming back. I think it's coming back anyway.
Nonetheless, it's the receiver was Kate Clark on the deal. Someone yelled something else out, but it wasn't. It was Kate Clark. But now it's still going to come back. So Kennesaw is just having a heck of a time here in the second half. Actually, Shelton didn't set the house on fire in their first special team series either. They got the penalty on the quick kick before the clock was set, so they were marked back five. Now, believe it or not, it is first and goal to go from the 30-yard line of Shelton.
Didn't talk with
Kennesaw has four downs to make 30 yards and a touch. They had been first and goal inside the 10. The ball is just nosing the 30-yard line, so just a football length less than 30 yards to go. I formation again. Schnitzler this time is under center. Handoff goes to Robinson, got running room, got inside the 20-yard line. So pick up a 10 there by Robinson, shortens the downed distance to second down coming inside the 20 and goal to go.
Picked up a good 12-yard run, but still a long way to go.
Clock at 9 to go in the third. Kennesaw up by 10, 18-8. It's has turned out nothing like I thought it might. With an I formation, Schnitzler is again under center. The I back Robinson, they fake it to him. He'll keep it left side. He's got some running room. Goal line, touchdown, Kennesaw. Nice play by the quarterback, Tyler Schnitzler, faking the handoff to Robinson, keeping it and skittering down the far sideline, stopping and stuff. Five, and then carrying it on into the goal line for another score and a 24-8 margin now on a 20-yard run by Kennesaw's quarterback, sophomore Tyler Schnitzler. This started back at the 25 of Kennesaw, didn't it? I formation as they tried the two-point attempt. Schnitzler keeps it. Penalty markers are down.
Got a holding call.
Probably an offensive penalty on the PAT will nullify it, so we're going to stay at 24-8, I think. Double check it.
I believe that's the case.
All
I don't think they. Where was it Blue Hill they did that? You'd think the rule would be if it's an offensive penalty, they're not going to let you have another PAT attempt. But maybe they will. That did happen. They're going to mark it back, give them a chance again. You would think that it'd almost be like closing the half where you can't end the half on a defensive penalty, right. You know? Either way, they're getting another shot at it. That surprised me. That game, it surprised me, this one. Okay. Here we go. Kate Clark tight end to the near side. I formation. Schnitzler rolling to his right. Fires, and it is completed again.
Clark, but it's out of bounds.
Short. But it is short. And so the score remains 24-8 after the touchdown run by Tyler Schnitzler. So let's take a half-minute timeout here. Score 24-8. Kennesaw with that 16-point margin right now. We're back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Shelton Insurance Agency and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Why is it third penalty? Welcome back to Shelton. 24-8 is our score. Kennesaw ruined the homecoming.
In the process, sir.
In the process, yeah. They are they're up by 16. They are up by 16 by virtue of three touchdowns, two PAT, two-point conversions, and a safety, which counts for 2 points. So it looks like they got 3 8s, but they really got 2 8s, a 6, and a 2.
So we got Adams Central 38, York nothing, Aurora 37, Gehring 7 late in the third, Holdridge 20, Beatrice 17 in the third.
So in theory, that was a drive that started at the 25 of Kennesaw, but went seemingly an eternity, took 4 minutes off the clock. Kickoff coming back the other way. Luke Glenn has it across the 15-20, and he'll be tripped up at about the 22-yard line. Luke Glenn on that return.
Made a smart play.
And Kogan Thompson in on the tackle there. He was the other tight end, the opposite of Cade Clark on the offense.
Well, Clark lets that, or if he lets that ball go, they'll start on the 15. But by running it up, he gets 7-8 yards better. So smart call and a good play.
So Glenn is the lone setback. Wing to the right side. Roush is under center. Pitch Glenn, right side. Tries to cut back, got nothing. Lost about 4 yards inside the 20-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 14 on a good pursuit by Kennesaw. Clock at 8:20 and running in the third period. Kennesaw just scored again. If you're just joining us, 24-8. Kennesaw lost in the last game of last year, the regular season, to Shelton, so they had a little bit of a unfinished business kind of attitude coming in here. Shelton, though, has exceeded last year's win total. He had 3 on the year coming into this one. They only had 2 total last year, one of those against Kennesaw. Slot man wide out to the left side. Now they fire inside and a completed pass. Completed there to Dylan Thiefault. And that'll pick up about 10 yards, but remember, they were third down at about 15 to go on that. And so our second down at about 15 to go, so it's going to be third down and 5. So that was a nice recovery of two-thirds of the yardage they needed for the first down, but they still have 5 to go to continue this drive as Roush comes back into the huddle and calls out the play. They're going to go wide again with Luke Glenn wide to the left side. One lone setback, under center is Roush. Calls out the signals, clean snap, back to pass, looking for five ball downfield, or Luke Glenn downfield, he overshoots it about the 20-yard.
And a long pass, and his receiver's open, but the pass is just 5 yards too far. A little bit of pressure gives it extra adrenaline, and that's what's carrying that ball just out of the reach of the receiver.
So David Mueller, the punter,
must feel like a fortunate individual indeed. He gets to stand way out at about his 10 or 15 yard line to actually close to the 20 yard line to punt. Poor guy's been in his end zone punting virtually all night long. Now, instead of towing the goal line, he's towing the 15 yard line. Check the snapper. There's been some high ones. That's a good snap. And Mueller gets a good kick. And Woodman takes it at the 20-yard line of Kennesaw. The 25 and a nice tackle there by Glenn at the 25-yard line. Good special teams play again by Shelton, and that was a great one-on-one tackle by Luke Glenn, who had the 52-yard run earlier for the only touchdown for the Shelton Bulldogs.
And just get a quick score, and St. Cecilia on top of Donovan Trumbull, 54 to nothing.
Wow. So it's first and 10. The ball spotted at the 28-yard line. Back to pass Schnitzler. Looking long. He's got Cade Clark out there, but overthrows him. Clark reached up,
tried for that one-handed grab, and just couldn't bring it in. Bring up second down and 10. Schnitzler's got a pretty zip arm there. I mean, he's got a live arm.
He does. He throws him on a rope, and he's got that quick arm motion, so that may be why he makes up such nice yardage on the when he pulls it down, gives it to the up man that time, gets about 5 yards. He has a quick delivery, pulls it down sometimes, and he has made some nice yardage faking the pass and then bringing it down and picking up, especially in that last drive, some drive-saving runs of 15 and 20 yards, and, of course, the touchdown run of about 10. Third down coming, a little longer than 5 yards to go for Kennesaw. They're standing still back at their 33-yard line now. As Schnitzler comes up under center, Robson dots the eye, and Schnitzler will keep it himself. He goes left side, got first down, and a 35-yard line.
Flag on the play.
And that penalty marker is resting back at the 37-yard line of Kennesaw. Indications are against Kennesaw, so again, the Blue Devils will not going to get the first down or the end zone without a certain amount of distress. That last drive where they got the 24th point was a soap opera, and it all came out good in the end, but they had started with a first and goal inside the 10 and then reverted way back to first and goal at the 30-yard line, and they finally scored. And not only that, they got an extra try at the point after. Didn't succeed, but they got an extra try at it. All right, third down 11 now is where they spot the ball. Third down 11 for Kennesaw. They're back inside their 30-yard line. Shotgun formation. Two men in the backfield. Schnitzler pulls it down on the quarterback draw, and he'll get pulled down shy of the 30-yard line. They're going to run him all the way back, and we'll see where they mark the ball. They'll probably give him forward progress at about the line of scrimmage or the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be fourth down and an apparent punting situation for Kennesaw. It occurs to me, and we saw Kennesaw last year, I think, a time or two, and it occurs to me Cade Clark used to do the punting, but I see he's got some tape on his one leg, and I just wonder if maybe he's not the punter because of that. I don't know. But Schnitzler is the sophomore, the quarterback, and he's standing back to do the kicking. Good snap. And Luke Glenn waits for it inside the 15-yard line, comes near side, gets close to the 20, now reverses field at the 20, and he spins and is pulled down at about the 21 or 2-yard line. Nice tackle there by Thompson for Kennesaw. And so it's 5:05 to go in the third.
Got another flag on the field here.
Don't look down. You might miss a flag. I keep doing that. 8-24-8 the score, 5:05 to go as the clock has stopped here with the latest trial on the
blocked to the back against Shelton. So a decent return by Luke Glenn will be pushed back deep into Shelton territory. They're going to go inside there. They're going to go inside the 15-yard line. How close to the 10 will they get? We'll see here. They're going to put it down at about the 12-yard line, 12 or 13-yard line. So 13-yard line of Shelton for the Bulldogs. Under center, Roush. Wings both ways, back to pass, fires out long, Luke Glenn's got it!
And then he dropped it.
And it, did it go incomplete?
It did.
At the 32-yard line. That would have been a great catch by Luke Glenn, who had the 52-yard run earlier in the game. Austin Schroeder on the defense there had him covered pretty well. So that's why it would have been a great catch had he made that catch.
Well thrown. He actually had it in his hands, but when he fell to the ground, that ball wasn't in control.
So Mueller comes in now as one of the wingbacks. Goes double wing to the right side. Roush under center. Works it to the option right side. Has he got the corner? Not quite. So got about a yard or two on that. Brings up third down and 6 yards to go. Got a little bit more than I thought.
Yeah, he did.
Third down and six now for the Bulldogs as the clock ticks down to 4.5 in the third. And they're down by 16 points. Are the Bulldogs to Kennesaw. They've never had the lead in the ball game. Kennesaw had a 16-zip lead. Then Shelton broke a 52-yarder by Luke Glenn, made it 16-8. Then Kennesaw got a safety on Shelton and brought 18-8 at halftime. Back to pass. Roush got a man in the flat. That's Glenn. Got some running room. 25 out to about the 30-yard line. Just shy of the 30 is Luke Glenn. So that pass in the flat has been an effective weapon for them tonight. And Glenn, in general, has been a very effective player for them offensively. Arguably their most effective player.
Yeah, absolutely. He doing it on the ground. And this time he picks it up. A nice 12-yard reception.
And so that sets the down and distance at first and 10. The ball spotted just inside the 30-yard line of Shelton. They had good field position, and as you recall, a block to the back put them deeper in their own territory, and now after a couple of plays, got it back out to extend their drive. Under center, Glenn goes in motion right to left to right, and now they call a timeout. Shelton calls a timeout. So, with 3:44 to go in the third, the Bulldogs trailing the Blue Devils. Kennesaw 24, Shelton 8. Back in 30 seconds on the High School Game of the Week. This is The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 3.75 minutes until the end of the third quarter here. For eight-man football, only 32 points total in that time? Are you kidding me? I formation, wides to the left side. One man in motion is Glenn. Now on the counter, Buck, they give it off to the lone setback who will
nothing
punch to the line of scrimmage. Not a whole lot there. That is, I think, the first carry for Jacob Strauss. Big guy, but he's a freshman, but he's a big guy there, and it looked like he had a little bit of power, but stopped after maybe a yard. Second down coming. 9 yards to go. Clock at 3:15. Third. Break the huddle. Glenn goes to the slot to the right side. Again, the big guy, Strauss, stays in the backfield with Rouse. Is back to pass. Fires again into the flat. Glenn's got it, but a short gain that time. And that was the flat over on the right side, and he couldn't get north-south on it. Couldn't square the shoulders. It'll bring up third down and pretty strong 6 yards to go.
Does that still apply in a east-west field?
I was thinking about that. You can't say north-south on an east-west field, but if you don't, people will be confused.
Yeah.
Like someone was talking about a downhill offense the other day. I thought downhill offense was where you went to the perimeter, and they were talking about going up the middle. And it's like, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder, but I thought back in the days of the wishbone, if you're going downhill, you're going wide and making some yards. Slot man to the left side, wide out to the left side, lone setback. Roush back to pass, has to scramble around now, pulls it down, tries to run, and he's got not much, maybe a yard or two, bring a fourth down and six as he's forced out of bounds in front of the Bulldog bench. And again, another punt by David Mueller.
I tell you, Keith Clark and Skyler Langenberg put a nice pop on Roush there. Flushed him out of the pocket and then hunted him down. So the center, who had a couple of wild snaps earlier, has settled out. He's had some pretty good snaps here recently to David Mueller, who's standing now. Another good one at the 21-yard line. High kick, not one of Mueller's best. It's going to bounce at the 30, but takes the Bulldog bounce inside the 20 and all the way down to the 16-yard line. So it wasn't the prettiest punt, but maybe one of the most effective that he's had all night long. No return, and a nice punt of about 35, 36 yards.
Yeah, it's going to look good on paper, I'll tell you, but it was very close to being blocked.
Not a bad
play. They give him 30 gross and net on that because there was no return.
Excuse me.
First and 10, the ball is at the 15, about 16-yard line of Kennesaw. Schnitzler comes under center this time with an I formation, keeps it himself, jukes inside across the left guard, and gets across the 25-yard line. Nice pickup there by Schnitzler on the initial quarterback keeper for Kennesaw.
He picked up a good solid 7 yards on that play.
1:13 to go in the third. Kennesaw trying to build on a 16-point lead. Breaks the huddle. Second down, about 3 yards to go. Schnitzler has everybody in tight. I formation. Pitch Robinson right side. Should have the first down as he picks his way to the right side and gets close to the 30. That ought to be enough for the chains to move.
So the indication is, yep, they give it to him.
The Kennesaw starting at their 15 are now up to close to the 30-yard line. And the clock is now under a minute to go in the third. Schnitzler under center has everybody in tight. Robinson the eye back. They fake the handoff to him. Now he's got to scramble around. Schnitzler pulls it down, goes left side, got running room, first down and more at the 30. 25, Schnitzler 20, 15-yard line, dragged out of... yard line. Schnitzler is absolutely devastating when he's flushed out of the pocket.
Yeah, he was slick when he came around there. He got some quick pursuit from Stopcock. And
is that Schnitzler that he's laying there? He might have fallen oddly on his leg. He's laying down there. Let's take a timeout here. We'll take a minute. And you're listening to The Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll find out what's becoming here of the injured player on the field when we return. Your score, Kennesaw 24, Shelton 8, back in 1 minute.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Woodman is in as the quarterback now, as Schnitzler appears to have maybe fallen funny on his right ankle. He's kind of hobbling around over on the far sideline. Eye formation, a little hesitation by Woodman as he pitches back to Robinson, which isn't a bad thing to do, and he gets inside the 10 to close the 5-yard line for Tyler Robinson. And that is the end of the third period of play. So we end 3 with Kennesaw still leading the Shelton Bulldogs 24-8. We're back in a half minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, after 3, it is Kennesaw 24 and Shelton 8. Craig Schnitzler is the coach, the quarterback, his son. Tyler Schnitzler went down with a bum ankle on a quarterback keeper here just a little bit ago. Woodman is in as the quarterback now. He played earlier at wideout in some return. He's under center now, and he'll keep it himself, and he gets into the end zone. So Zane Woodman scores for the first time tonight, and the role of a reserve quarterback, he's a junior 165-pounder, but looked pretty steady out there himself. So that is the completion of a drive that started at the 15-yard line of Kennesaw, a 65-yard drive. Hawked off with a nice little touchdown. Kennesaw stretching their legs a little bit. Brings the score to 30-8. Woodman under center. I formation on the two-point attempt. Robinson skirts left side. Let's see if they give it to him. No. So the last two-point attempts by Kennesaw have not succeeded, but they have built a 22-point lead, and it's 30-8. So we'll take a half-minute timeout. Look for Kennesaw's kickoff coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5.
The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your golden seed dealer. Best of luck to athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Tyler Schnitzler, the starting quarterback for Kennesaw, goes out with a bum ankle. Zane Woodman comes in, fills the bill, gets the score, kicks it off now, and a 30-8 lead for Kennesaw as they drag down the return man for Shelton at the 25-yard line. And bringing that back was David Mueller. Mueller, I'll tell you what, he's had a lot of
heck yeah, he's got a good future here, I'm telling you.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm just saying, boy, I tell you what, he's had some circumstances tonight. He's performed really, really well.
And for a sophomore, you betcha.
First down at 10. Shelton is starting the drive at their 27-yard line. Back to pass. And into the flat again to Luke Glenn. And that has been a good play for them here in the second half. That little pattern out in the flat nets them another 6 or 7 yards, and it's going to be second down and 4 coming. Just a quick little read.
Timing pattern, and he gets the yards.
Roush has wide men to the left side with a slot man, fires over into the left flat, again intended for Luke Glenn, and that one's going to fall incomplete. So
So that'll bring up third down and four. As, again, Roush comes to the near sideline to talk to Coach Mike Lowe, first-year Coach Mike Lowe, who's already exceeded last year's win total.
He graduated here from Shelton.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of an interesting little story there. Played for the athletic director, Ron.
Welcome back, Lowe.
Shelton, yeah, there you go. He's been a junior high coach for a few years, too.
Slot man left side, back to pass, Roush. Airs it out downfield, and he's going to overthrow the intended receiver, who is, you guessed it, Luke Glenn.
Who didn't even see it.
I mean, that baby was 7-8 yards. Not sure the great arm, but not much of a chance for completion on that. He just kind of reared back and flung it. David Mueller is back in to do the kicking. He'll stand at his 20-yard line. Yes, his 20-yard line. 11:07 to go in this one. Kennesaw up top 30-8.
Back to kick one more time.
Decent snap. And a nice kick. Bounces inside the 15, out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Nice kick there by David Mueller.
Mueller put a boot into that one.
Yard kick and a 1st and 10 for Kennesaw. So we're just into the 4th quarter by 1:02. Kennesaw has that 22-point lead, and they got the ball back. They've got a reserve quarterback in there, Zane Woodley. He's doing a decent job. He's handing the ball off this time to his tailback, Robinson. As I said, that's never a bad thing to do. Back to work. So it'll be 2nd down and 10 yards to go after that. And an I formation with Woodman under center. Robinson dots the I, gets the pitch, skirts left side, cuts it back, and doesn't get much.
Good defensive play for the Bulldogs. Boy, they needed that one. They really filled the gap, spread that offense out, and kept that runner contained. Robinson had nowhere to go. Very important now for Shelton to dig their heels in. 3rd down and long to go.
Under center again is Woodman. Took over from the injured Tyler Schnitzler. Hands it off to Robinson. He bobs and weaves and gets a couple of yards, but not even close to a 1st down. He'll pick up maybe 3 more. So it's going to be 4th down and 5. And the specialty teams will come in here for the Shelton punt. Or for the Kennesaw punt, I'm sorry.
Luke Glenn's going to go back for Shelton. Should get the ball in pretty good field position, but time definitely becoming a factor as the Bulldogs have got to get something on the board and quick.
Mueller, low snap, fields it inside, or rather Woodman, low snap, fields it inside his 5, bounces it midfield, it goes out of bounds at about the 36-yard line, so Shelton set up in pretty good shape here, field position-wise, after that punt by Kennesaw. Right, they start at their 36. And so they've got a shot here to close the gap at least with 8:45 to go in this one.
Roush has got to put something together, and he's got to get Glenn involved in it.
Don't forget Platte River Prep scoreboard coming up on Classic Hits 98.9. After this one, switch over to 98.9 and hear how everybody else is doing. Work the option, right side, pitch Glenn. He's got the corner, but not much of it. And I guess maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain there. We'll see where they mark it. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. Looked like that could have opened up, but good pursuit there. Caught up with Luke Glenn by the Kennesaw defense. Thompson over there. In on the tackle. Roush comes back in at quarterback with the play into the huddle. And the clock ticking down toward 8 minutes. Luke Glenn goes wide to the left side as the slot man. One wide out outside of him. Single setback under center now. Roush fires, and he's got a man in the flat, and I think that is that Glenn coming over? No, that is not Glenn. That is Zach Sharp.
Zach Sharp, yep. Zachary Sharp makes a nice catch, and I think he's going to have enough to move the chain.
But Sharp is close. He's not exceeding the first down. Let's see. No, it's going to be third down and about the width of a foot, length of a football. Up to go.
Up spot.
Now, they got that Strauss who looked like he could probably pick up anything straight ahead, and I think they're going to talk about that. Mike Lowe calls for a timeout. So down 30-8, Shelton calls a timeout with a big down coming up. Third down and less than a yard when we return in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
When it comes to your Harvest Tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The Super Fleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other truck tires, straddle duals, and farm tires are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here's one from up the road. Ravenna leading Kearney Catholic 20-7. Well, those two schools have clawed it out over the years in a lot of sports. Yard to go for the Shelton Bulldogs. Roush under center. He'll sneak it forward himself, and we'll see whether or not he snuck far enough. I think so. The ball is way out in front of the sticks, and they'll see whether or not they mark his knees or the ball. I think it's going to go with the forward progress on the ball. First down and 10 for the Shelton Bulldogs.
Big first down. Now the Bulldogs moving the chain, slowly but surely, but they've got to get on the board. They've got under 8 minutes.
Well, I wouldn't tarry on trying to pick up a touchdown here at all without doing anything foolish, because they played a pretty good ball game, kept it relatively close here. A score or two would keep it even more respectable with double wides to the right side. Back to pass is Roush. Again, in the flat, this time Mueller. Mueller's got some running room. He's at the 20. Mueller to the 15-yard line.
Great catch, great run afterwards, and no one was more surprised about it than Mueller himself.
Mueller's a football player. He does everything. He's a punter. Does a little running back. Had a nice tackle earlier on special teams in particular. Had a run before, and now he picks up a first down as the receiver. So first and 10, the ball is spotted at about the 15-yard line of Kennesaw. Shelton on the drive. Started this thing at their own 32-yard line. Slot man is Luke Glenn to the far side. Back to pass is Roush. Pulls it down. He'll run with it. At the 10-yard line, he's stopped. But a decent pickup and a 5-yard gain on first down. I think Shelton will take that.
Got a solid pop from Kogan Thompson.
He's had a great game defensively for Shelton. Got a nice pass earlier that actually did get into the end zone, but he was called back on a penalty.
Long 5 to go.
Slot man is Glenn to the left side. Single setback is Mueller. Fires at the 5-yard line, and a man was Sharp was being draped by a Kennesaw defender, and so there's pass interference called against Kennesaw. And so that should set up a first down and goal to go for the Shelton Bulldogs. That's a decent pass and a good effort by Sharp, but there's a man right on him.
Yeah. Pass was right on the money, though.
Like a cheap suit, as they used to say. All over him, like a cheap suit. Where'd that come from? I'm a post-permanent press kind of guy, you know, and first time I heard that, I never knew what that meant. On his center again is Roush. He's got the first and goal, and he pushes it forward himself down inside the five. We'll see how far they'll give him forward progress for the quarterback, who is a junior. He's a first-year starter, but he's got, what, six games under his belt now, basically?
It's been a pattern for Shelton, though. I mean, these younger guys have had to step up, you know, by necessity to come up and do it, and they're doing an excellent job.
Mueller to the slot, and again, a quarterback sneak. Roush goes forward, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Shelton, quarterback sneak by Roush.
His second effort is what sold it. Boy, he got stood up quick right at the goal line, and he just kept driving and pumping those legs. And next thing you know,
so his referee's hands are up. 32. What will it be?
It's going to be the 30-14 or 30-16, pending the outcome of this two-point conversion attempt. Mueller goes to the slot to the far side. The wide out is Dylan Diefault. Back to pass, firing over to Glenn, and it is going to be good. Two-point conversion complete to Luke Glenn, and that brings the score to 30-16. And so Shelton keeps it close in 8-man with 6 minutes to go and a 14-point deficit. That's close. All right, find out how it turns out when we return on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw has a 30-16 margin now. And Shelton has a chance here to maybe pull another special teams sneak play and see if they try the onside. They're lining it up at the 35, but Kennesaw's looking a lot like they don't really trust the integrity of that kickoff.
Yeah.
They got their hands team up front. They're talking to each other. It'll be Mueller trying to do the onside, and he gets a nice squib kick. It's going to go out of bounds with the 30-yard line. Did a nice job on that. I tell you, for a high school kicker, he did a nice job on the onside kick. He got it by the initial line of Kennesaw. Unfortunately, a Bulldog could not catch up with the ball, and Kennesaw will get the ball after the penalty at or about the 35 or 40-yard line, their own.
All right. Got ball at the 31-yard line there.
I have way too many clipboards in front of me.
And you're taking them up.
I have. No, that's mine.
Oh, you're right.
That's yours, sir. Not that I speak with any authority, it could have been, but in this case, I was lucky. Okay. On his center, it is, again, Schnitzler back into the ball game now, and a handoff goes for the first down. That handoff went to, well, let's see, who is that? That was the up man. That was the fullback, Schroeder.
Yeah, Schroeder.
And so Austin Schroeder rumbles, I think, for about his fourth or fifth carry, but each one has come at an opportune time, and he's been able to gouge some pretty good yardage. Second down at a fraction of a yard to go. So starting out at their own 32-yard line, Kennesaw now knocking on the opportunity for a first down again. Schroeder gets the call, and he gets good yardage. First down inside the 35 to about the 31-yard line. So the up man, who had been kind of the silent partner in the triumvirate in the backfield of Kennesaw's Blue Devil offense, now getting a few calls in succession and succeeding.
Yeah, doing it very well. One of those seniors for Kennesaw to step it up and making the most of that fullback position.
Kennesaw hanging on to a 14-point lead here. They had the lead all night long, 8-0, 16-0. 18-8 at halftime. Now 30-16. Under center Schnitzler, who was injured earlier, back in the ball game now. Hands again on the counter to the fullback, the up man, and again a nice chunky yardage, 4 or 5 yards.
Schroeder's, yeah, he's definitely making the most of his carries tonight.
So it's a little bit like maybe Craig Schnitzler says, you know, I think we've worn him down a little bit. Let's just try to go a straight line. So they mark it actually not quite as good a forward progress. They mark it at his knee, and it's second down and 8 to go. Schnitzler goes under center with everybody in tight, the I formation. Robinson again dots the I, gets the call. Robinson jukes to his right side and gets about 3, 4, maybe 5 yards just outside the 20-yard line of Shelton now.
He just put his head down and just drove and picked up
about
6 yards.
You're right. That's going to bring up a third and a fairly healthy 2 yards to go for Kennesaw, with the clock rolling down inside 4:25 in this ball game. We'll have a brief post-game wrap-up that invites you to head on over to 98.9 FM for the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show. Josh Sheldon anchors that. We'll have scores from all across the state, interviews, wrap-ups from all of our games tonight. Carey is to the sticks. And that was Robinson, and I think he's going to pick up the first down just inside the 20-yard line for Gavin Robinson.
He has been racking up the carries tonight.
Hey, he's got that kind of patience that you don't see in a lot of high school running backs. And that certainly has paid off with second effort. Kind of waits for things to develop and then fires through the hole. I formation, Schnitzler on the 1st and 10. Everybody is in tight on the receiver set. Hand off on the counter. This time Schroeder goes nowhere. Austin Schroeder is hauled down for what could have been about a 4-yard loss. Struggled forward to make it maybe a net 1-yard loss. But he had had 3 or 4 successive decent carries up until that time.
Shelton was not fooled on that play, and that's why we end up with some costly negative yards for Kennesaw, but they're just letting that time work its way down. Shelton desperately needs to get that ball back.
All right, they break the huddle and come to the line with a 2nd down and 12. Back to pass to Schnitzler. Fires long. Got him out in the end zone. Looking for it. Almost picked off.
Yeah, it should have been.
Almost picked off back there by Luke Glenn. The ball was intended for Thompson down in the goal. That's the second time they've sent him into pay dirt. And first time he caught the ball. That time he didn't catch it. First time he caught the ball, but it was called back on a penalty. One of about 3 or 4 big disappointments for Kennesaw on their offense that was either caused by their own hand or a good play by Shelton. But either way, that one didn't succeed either. 3 even on the clock to go in this one. 30-16. Shelton hanging on to stay within 14 points here against Kennesaw. With the injuries and the other losses to the team, Shelton has really performed very, very well tonight. They flip to the left side. It is Robinson on the call, and he gets about 3, 4, 5 yards and takes the ball inside on now a 4th down play to 4th down and 7 yards to go. Kennesaw will keep the ball and try and get the first down, but right. In any case, they'll be slow in doing it. They just soon tick the clock off and take this one away. Zane Woodman comes in. He has been a wide receiver. He has filled in at quarterback for that brief time when Schnitzler had the bum right ankle, but he's all right and back in there now. Schnitzler back to pass.
I don't think they got it in time.
Nope, timeout. Timeout is called by the Shelton Bulldogs. So a 2:17 in this one. It's Kennesaw 30, Shelton 16. We're back in a half minute on the high school game of the week from the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw Blue Devils. The Silver Dollar Bar and Grill serves your daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. A prime rib sandwich for Saturday lunch, and a prime rib every Saturday night. Karaoke is the 3rd Saturday of each month. Meet your friends, have fun, and enjoy a good meal and your favorite beverage at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw. Open Monday through Saturdays from 7:30 till close, and doors open at 4 on Sunday afternoons at the Silver Dollar Bar and Grill in Kennesaw.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. It has been a time-wise, been a long ball game. A lot of penalties tonight. I don't know how many we had, but I'm sure someone can give us that stat a little bit later on. But it's been a ton of them. I think we had five penalties in at least the first 5 minutes of this half. In fact, we let off the penalty before the clock and a half even started. Back to pass. Schnitzler, there's a penalty.
Schnitzler, start talking about it.
And there we go. I thought I'd jinx him into penalty-free football, but apparently not. So that's going to be a procedural call against Kennesaw. That'll mark them back 5 yards, make it fourth down and better than 10.
Well, if you think our game's going long, Lincoln Lutheran and Gibbons still locking horns in overtime now, 23-23. Tied at 23.
All right, here we go with Kennesaw coming back to the line of scrimmage. It's a passing situation for Schnitzler. Low snap. Fires down into the end zone, looking for Woodman, looking for actually anyone over there. Woodman and Robinson were the closest, but he kind of split the difference between them, and it fell incomplete. So that fourth down attempt will turn the ball back over to the Shelton Bulldogs, and with 2:09 to go, they could get another score here. Stranger things have happened. 30-16, they're down by 14. They had a pretty quick score last time.
They're going to have to get something together and get something together quick. They know they can do it. Lou Glenn's going to have to dig down deep for the Bulldogs.
Roush comes up under center. They go slot with Glenn to the near side. Back to pass and firing in the flat, and it is almost picked off there on a carom off the arms of Zach Sharp.
Right into the hands.
Robinson was trailing him. Yeah, Michael Lowe, the coach of Shelton,
caught it.
But Robinson was trailing on the defensive back, and he almost picked it right off the shoulder pads of Sharp as he couldn't hang on to it there. That was another bullet by, this time, the quarterback, Roush. Both these quarterbacks have powerful arms. They haven't been the most accurate, but by golly, they can drill it. In the flat, Roush has been most effective to Luke Glenn. Slots both ways. Now he pulls it down on the quarterback draw, gets some good yardage across to about the 30-yard line, close to the 30-yard line for Roush, and that is going to fall a couple, two, three, maybe 4 yards shy of the first down. Third down, we'll call it a long three, short 4 yards to go for the Bulldogs against the clock now, as well as Kennesaw. They've only got a minute 40 to go in regulation. Sharp comes into the ball game. They're going to send him as a tight end to the near side. They've got a slot man and a wide out to the far side of the field. Ball is on the ground, and Roush picks it up and tries to fall forward and does, I think, enough for the first down. Problem is, that doesn't stop the clock immediately, and they're going to now stop it, bring in the chains to spot the ball. As Roush comes up minus a helmet.
And shoes. No, he's got his shoes on now.
He's got shoes, but
he got knocked pretty good.
You lose your helmet, that leaves a certain vital part of your body exposed. Now he puts his hands on the knees, takes a deep breath, and he says, I'm okay for now.
That's the hard thing, though. He's still got to come out for a play. He took a good pop, and now they're going to have to bring some.
So Sapcotti comes in as the backup quarterback for Shelton.
Correct, yep.
And they wind the clock here with third down and one. So Stopcotti gets the unenviable but high-pressure situation of having to come in for at least one play. And he'll do the quarterback sneak thing. And I think he got the drive saved. I think he got it. So it's going to be first and 10 for Shelton. As Stopcotti does his job for the one play. And let's see if they're going to keep him in for yet another one. It looks like it. He's going to stay in at quarterback. As Roush, you got his bell rung a moment ago, came up minus the helmet, is walking around in the near sidelines. Slot man to the left side, back to pass, stop cut, he's losing his balance. Now fires downfield, he's got a gun on him too, and he fires, and there is an incompletion about the 15-yard line intended for Luke Glenn. But he backed up and almost lost his balance. That's just not having enough reps. But he really could have saved the day there if that would have completed. 48 seconds to go in the ball game with both teams now using reserve quarterbacks for at least a period of time as Roush comes back in. And Stopcotti, if he stays in the ball game, won't be at quarterback anyhow. Second and 10. Roush under center. Lone setback is Mueller. Slot man is to the right side now. Back to pass. Roush looks downfield, and the ball is batted by a Kennesaw defender. Dangerously goes up in the air, and I think it fell to earth harmlessly.
It did, yeah.
Langenberger was over there just in time to grab it, but I think he took it off the ground. So no turnover, no completion, really not much of a pass. 42 seconds to go in the ball game. Roush would like to get one more on the board here. He'd like to make it at least just a one-score ball game. And if you believe in moral victories, there you are. A lot of people don't. Some people do. Glenn gets the handoff from the running back position there. Goes up to the line of scrimmage and maybe got a yard, maybe not. Fourth down, close to 10 yards to go. Probably not worthwhile to punt. Maybe it is. Mueller is in there, but we'll see whether or not they're going to send the quarterback in again.
20 seconds.
Maybe give it one more shot. Looks like it. With 15, maybe 10 seconds on the clock, maybe less before they line up for the final potential Hail Mary. 7 seconds. Maybe they won't get the clock off. Let's see. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1, boom, that's it. That's a ball game. Your final score is Kennesaw 30 and Shelton 14. We will take a break and come back to wrap things up here from Shelton at the homecoming game and your high school game of the week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kennesaw 30, Shelton 16, back in half a minute.
The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your golden seed dealer. Best of luck to athletes from Brent and Sarah.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, again, your final was Kennesaw 30 and Shelton 16. The Bulldogs, who came into this game with one more win than they did the entire season last year, appointed themselves pretty well, particularly, I guess if you want to say, on the nuances of the football game, because they did particularly well on specialty teams and secondarily on their defense.
Yeah.
The offense never really had much of a rhythm. One of the scores was a 52-yard run by Luke Glenn, and the second score was a little bit more of your normal pattern, but that ended up with a that started out at the Shelton 36-yard line after a punt. And so that
was capped by a 1 yard run.
Yeah, that was 1 yard run by Roush. I'm just trying to figure out at the 36 yard line. So that was the longest drive they had that turned into a score. But as I said, the nuances of the ball game with regard to specialty teams, the punting game, the kicking game, really they pointed themselves very well and kept Kennesaw under control defensively. So it's a 30-16 margin here with Kennesaw picking up another win, and their record goes to 4 wins and 1 loss. Shelton evens theirs at 3 wins and 3 losses. And with that, even on the year. Now, here's what's happening next week as far as these teams are concerned. Shelton will be hosting Franklin. The Flyers will be coming in here next week. And next week, the Palmer... Let's see here. Wait a minute. Wait. They're off
No, next week. This is the first. Okay, try this again. On the 8th, Franklin is going to be hosting Shelton. And then looks like Shelton is off next week. And they have Franklin the week after at home.
Correct.
Okay. I didn't know they did bye weeks in the middle of that, but I guess that's
it's appropriate.
If,
they could do it.
If you do the week zero, I guess you're entitled to a bye week, and that's exactly what happened.
There you go.
But anyhow, that's the way it ended up here tonight. We will recap some of the individual scoring and get you a scoring summary on our ball game here in 2 minutes. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated. Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, free transportation for medical appointments, and Medicare and Medicaid certified. Haven Home has a quiet country setting with a home-like atmosphere. Call 752-3212 for more information. Haven Home of Kennesaw, 100 West Elm, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Kennesaw jumped off to an 8-point lead, then a 16-point lead, then a 10-point lead by halftime. They led 18-8 at halftime, and Shelton hung close and looked like maybe they were going to get things together about midway through the fourth quarter, but it was a little too late and not quite enough, and they ended up with a 14-point loss to a pretty good Kennesaw football team, which leaves this game with a 5-1 record now on the year.
Yeah. Solid ball club. Kennesaw now 4-1. Looking good.
Kind of a,
I got 4-1.
Either way. Yeah, you're right. 4-1. I'm 4-1. Not 4-1. The first yard, the first touchdown was a 6-yard run by Gavin Robinson. The biggest disappointment, I guess, for Kennesaw was some defensive stops and some turnovers when it looked like they were deep in Shelton territory. For example, in the first period, about halfway through, Robinson caught a 35-yard pass from Schnitzler and fumbled the ball and allowed Shelton to take over. They were unable to convert on that, but Kennesaw got the ball back at their own 11, brought the ball all the way down to the Shelton 1-yard line, and on a busted play, fumbled, and Shelton took over again. Shelton's David Mueller, the punter, had the dubious distinction of punting from his end zone about 4 times in this ball game, and every time handled with a lot of grace under pressure. And even though they did give up one safety on a high snap, he had a good night all around on the specialty teams, and looks to be a good kicker for the future for Shelton.
a 5-yard run by Gavin Robinson made it 16-0 in the second period, just inside the 12-minute mark of the second period. The Sheldon Bulldogs answered at 8:41 of the third period with of the second period with a 52-yard run by Luke Glenn, and that brought things a little closer at 16-8. Kennesaw, however, picked up a safety on an errant snap to the putter, went over his head out of the end zone. Of course, that made it a safety. Kennesaw 18-8 after that. But again, the defense for Shelton came up and with an interception, Stopcott, he intercepted a pass by Schnitzler with about 40 seconds to go in the half when it looked like Kennesaw was going to put the last nail in the coffin and couldn't do it. So it was an 18-8 halftime score. Not much scoring after that, but really Schnitzler scored from 18 yards out on a drive that had the ironic twist of starting at first and goal at the 9-yard line, or at least one of the series starting at first and goal at the 9. Through penalties and misfortune on the part of Kennesaw, it ended up at first and goal from the 30. A couple of decent pickups, including an 18-yard run by Schnitzler, made it 24-8. Later in that period, Schnitzler was injured on another scramble and was taken out of the ball game. But Zane Woodman came in as the reserve quarterback and finished the drive on a 6-yard run, made it 30-8. That culminated a 65-yard drive for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Shelton scored one more time. That was a 1-yard plunge by the quarterback, Roach, after a drive that started at their own 36-yard line. And that is where we ended up with the final score at 30-16. Kennesaw Blue Devils failed on 2 2-point conversion attempts, but that one safety made up for one of those, and that's how they ended up with the 30 points instead of what would have been the 34 had they been able to make those other 2-point conversions. So, again, pretty decent ball game, all things considered. Shelton without 4 of their starters, 1 by injury, 3 for some disciplinary issues, appointed themselves very well. Kennesaw continuing to look like the winning ball club they are so far this year, now at the agreed upon 4-1 coming out of this ball game.
There we go. We'll go for that. But I tell you, Kennesaw, looking at some of the individual numbers, they get 295 yards on the ground, 11 carries for the elusive Tyler Schnitzler, 117 yards, a touchdown. He had a couple of long runs, one for 18, one for 24, and then another for 42 yards. Gavin Robinson, the big runner for the Blue Devils, gets 2 touchdowns, 28 carries, 137 yards. Kennesaw also picking up 93 yards via the air, and they will out, in the total yard category, they will outdo the Bulldogs, 388 to 179. Shelton on the ground, 113 yards, 66 yards via the pass for the Bulldogs. And Shelton just couldn't get a drive sustained, couldn't get it going. That Kennesaw defense limiting snaps for the Bulldogs.
All right. So, again, thanks for joining us, and we invite you to switch over to Classic Hits 98.9 FM or KKPR.com and listen for the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show. We'll have wrap-ups from all of our Platte River radio broadcast teams. We covered 5 total games tonight, plus dozens of them across the state with Platte River Preps getting underway really about right now. So join Josh Sheldon for that coming up on Classic Hits 98.9. Those of you who want to stay for the music, we're glad to have you do that too. KLIQ FM 94.5, The Breeze. No Husker ball tomorrow. No Husker ball tomorrow.
That's going to be hard to do without.
But we will have it on Thursday against K-State. Free game on that. The deal goes about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, on Thursday. So there we are. Thank you for joining us. For Rob Osmond, this is Craig Eckert. Have a great evening.